Okay, Rabosai. Daf Vav Amud Beis. We are up to the middle of the seventh line. Gemara says, Va'ad sha'atah mafrisho mitumas beiso. What are we worried about? Mafrisho no so mi beiso. He has to stay away from his wife so he won't get tumas boel nida. The Gemara asks, Hafrishehu mitumas hameis. Why don't we worry about separating him from tumas meis? We know that even though he was sequestered to the Mikdash, people were allowed to be in the same building as him, Rashi says. If someone's in the same building as him, someone could drop dead all of a sudden, Chas V'Shalom, and then he'll be Tamei 7 days as Tumas Meis, and he won't be able to do the Avodah Yom Kippur. So why don't we also sequester him in a room alone where no one else is allowed to go in and out and the door is closed so that he won't have Tumas Meis? So there are two answers. Amar of Tachlifa Avud Rav Huna Mishmei De Rava Zos Omeris Tumas Meis Hutra Hi Betzibur. First answer is Tumas Meis is Hutra Betzibur. We know that for a carbon tzibur, you're allowed to bring it bit Tuma. It overrides Tuma. So the question is it Hutra or Dechuya, right? The Gemara has phrases called Hutra and Dechuya. These are very common phrases in the halachic literature. For example, when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, everyone discusses Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, Hutra or Dechuya. The Gemara never explicitly discusses that. The Shagas Ari discussed whether Ochal Nefesh on Yontif is Hutra or Dechuya. The Gemara never discusses that. The Rishonim discuss whether Tomat Kohanim for Krovim and for Meis Mitzvah, which are not necessarily the same answer, is Hutra or Dechuya. The Gemara never explicitly discusses that. You make the Yukim from the Gemara. You could like read it in as a possible concern in the background of discussion someplace. The Gemara never discusses that. The one place where the Gemara explicitly asks the question Hutra or Dechuya, and really the almost the only place where it relates to this, you know, other than sometimes it's a tangent of this, maybe this one line about something else. The main place where the Gemara discusses this idea of Hutra and Dechuya, which is so central to halachic thinking nowadays, is by Tuma v'tzibur. Right? You're allowed to bring the carbon tzibur, but Tuma is that Hutra or Dechuya. What does Hutra or Dechuya mean? On the simple level, right, Tuma is a halachic problem. Carbon tzibur is a halachic obligation. So is the carbon tzibur exempt from the rule of Tuma? Or is it worth violating the rule of Tuma? Right, that's Hutra or Dechuya. Hutra means it's heter gomer, right? It's exempt. The psul of not every psul or iser applies to everything, right? Classic example, right? Yotze is a avera, is a psul, is a problem. Take the carbon to the wrong place. In Abama, before they built the Beis HaMikdash, if you just built your own mizbeach, there was no, it just, Yotze wasn't shayach, since there were no boundaries. Wasn't shayach talk about Yotze. Some things are just not shayach in certain cases. So maybe Tuma is just not shayach to the tzibur. I don't mean that the halos Tuma can't be shayach. I mean the psul of Tuma, the iser of Tuma. Tuma in kachim isn't shayach to the tzibur. Only a yachid whose Tuma is separated from the mikdash. But when it comes to the tzibur, ashochin itam besoch tumasam, right? Tuma, not the tzibur can't become tummy. If the entire Klal Yisrael stands under a big, big tent with a mace, they all become tummy. But the point is, the idea that Tuma is a stira to kachin, the idea that Tuma forbids karbanos, only applies to a yachid. To a rabbin, no. Shochin itam besoch tumasam, the Tuma of a rabbin is not a problem whatsoever for karbanos. Hashem doesn't mind Tuma the rabbin. So it could be that's exempt, that's called Hutra. Or it could be not that it's exempt, that it's worthwhile. Meaning the problem of Tuma by Tzibur is the same as the problem of Tuma by Yachid. However, Karban Yachid is not so important, so it doesn't override the Isser of Tuma. Karban Tzibur is so important that it overrides the Isser of Tuma. You know, sort of like Aseh Docha Lo Sasa, it's worth it to be Docha Lo Sasa to do the Aseh, even though the Lo Sasa applies. Okay, so what does the first opinion here, which is Rav Tachliva in the name of Rava, although we'll see the real sheep is associated with a different name. Tuma is Hutra B'tzibur, and that's why we don't have to be Mafreshim from Tumas Meis. We have to be, because even if he does become Tumay, it's not a big deal. We don't really care, because Tuma is fine for Karban Tzibur anyway. Karban Tzibur is exempt from the Psoul of Tuma. What do we mean here? Not exempt from the Psoul of Tuma, Chas V'Shalom. That's not what I meant. Everyone agrees that Karban Tzibur Tumas Boel Nida, Tumas Nida, Zava, Yoledes, Mitzora, etc., is a problem for Korban Tzipor. I mean, Tumas Mace. Tumas Mace is when he says Tumah, Tumas HaMace, that's the good. He uses the exact Lashon, is Hunter Betzibur, and therefore we don't have to be Mashim Tumas Mace because we don't care if he's Tumas Mace, it's Mutter anyway. Ravina Marfilotema Tumas Mace, Dechuyu Betzibur. No, even if Tumas Mace is Dechuya, meaning it's a problem, but it's worthwhile, so shouldn't we have to try to avoid the problem in the first place and not get into it? Yes, you amputate a limb to save the body, but you should try and guard that limb and make sure it doesn't get gangrene in the first place so that you don't have to make that choice. So he says, no problem. Tumas Mace lo shchicha, Tumas Mace lo shchicha. Okay, so he gives a technical explanation to why we're not mafshim Tumas Mace. Even if Tumas Mace is a halachic problem, which is just overridden and worthwhile for the sake of carbon tzibur, so therefore, l'chachilu, we should be obligated to avoid it. But why don't we make it zeirati mafreshim from all people who might die? The answer is because a woman becoming a nida is more common. I think the Ritvier says, doesn't mean it's common, it's just relatively common. A woman becoming a nida is more common than a guy dropping dead on you all of a sudden. I guess that makes sense. I mean, the odds the ones who become a nida exactly when they're sleeping together are low. The odds that the skan, Kohen Gadol, the skan or some gross based av or some other Kohen is going to drop dead the minute he is standing in talking to the Kohen Gadol in his room are low, but which is lower. So if you think about it, a woman becomes a nida once a month. Person dies only once every 120 years. Okay, it's not exactly 120, but it's important to think positive. So it's less shchiach that the guy's going to drop dead on him. Bit seder. Itmar. Okay, now that we've taken care of our Mishnah, let's get into the issue. Now it's no longer about our Mishnah. It is just my focus. Tumas Meis, Rav Nachman, or Hutcher, he betzibur, Rav Shei Shammer, Dechuya, he betzibur. Heicha de'ika tmeyim uta horim b'hau beis av kuli amalo pli to turn av the tmeyim lo av. So if there are, according to the first lashon, if the beis av, remember how the kohanim worked. There were different mishmaros of kohanim. They were divided into 24 mishmaros. Each mishmar took a week's shift in the beis hamikdash, meaning everyone got a little more than two shifts a year. Within the Mishmar, there were six Batei Av, subfamilies within that, and each of them got a day during the week. Okay, so if in the Beis Av of that day there are Tameyim and Tahorim, everyone agrees that the Tahorim should do it. Meaning if they're right there and they're already standing there waiting to work, then the Tahorim should do it. Maybe we'll have time to come back to this. The Gvor Sari says, even Rav Nachman, right? Even Rav Nachman admits it. At least be Rabbanan l'chachila, that if the guy's standing right there, don't let the tummy guy do it. What's the machlokis? Ki pligla duri l'suyot horim beis avachrin. And the machlokis is, should you go, let's say everyone who's turning is his tummy. You have to go and get someone tahor. Rav Nachman or Hetri b'tzivu lo madrina. Rav Nachman or Tuchuyi b'tzivu madrina. Rav Nachman says it's hutra, and therefore totally matra. You don't have to get someone else to do it if you can. Rav Sheish says, no, it's Tuchuyi. It's pushed off. It's worthwhile if necessary. It's worth amputating to save the body. But if you don't have to, if there's another solution, obviously do the other solution. Find someone else. Ikadamri, second day afilo hecha the ikatorum tmeim bahu beis av polygram nachmermar abdinami tmeim the chol tuma tmeis the tzibur rachmana shariy. Okay, according to the second lashon, Rav Sheish is the same. You always have to try to find another kohen to do the avoda, if possible. However, Rav Nachman is a little more liberal, a little more makel, according to the second lashon. Even if right now in today's shift there are five Tameim and five Tahorim, you let well 10 of them work because it's Heter Gomer and there's no Chumra whatsoever. Even if the Tahorim is standing right here, it's fine to let the Tameim work. Okay. Amar of Sheshis. Rav Sheshis says, how do I know that it's only Dechuya? Detanya, Yomin Makr of Minchas Omer, Vinitmes Biyado. Guy was bringing Minchas Omer and it became Tameh while it was in his hand. Minchas Omer is obviously a carbon seber. Omer Mavin Acher Sachdeha, he tells them it became Tomei and they bring us another carbon instead. And if there is nothing else, there is no other option because the carbon was only kosher if it was harvested the previous night. So if there isn't more grain that was harvested the previous night, it's this or nothing, then we tell them be smart and just keep quiet because Lamaisa Toma is the Chuya and you're going to bring it. So why bring it and make people, wonder and cause people all kinds of halachic questions and confuse them, just keep quiet. But it says that Meaning, what's the main nafkamina between Hutra and Dechuya we've seen so far? The main nafkamina between Hutra and Dechuya is, if you have another option, you can avoid it. You have to take the other option and avoid it. So we see here that you don't take the other option. If there is another bowl full of grains, then you have to bring those other grains if the first ones become tummy. So that proves that it's only Dechuya. Amar Rav Nachman Modina Heichlik Yishirayin Lachila. Rav Nachman says, no, I admit when the leftovers are eaten, the korban omer is eaten by the kohanim. He admits, and when we say Tuma is a Hutra B'tzibur, Tuma's Hutra B'tzibur in terms of the Hakrava. The Hakrava's carbon B'tuma is Heter Gomer. But eating a Tuma carbon was not Hutra B'tzibur, only the Avoda, not the Achila. And therefore, it's totally fine to bring this Tuma Minchas Omer. That's no problem whatsoever. It's totally L'Achila Mahadrim and Mahadrim. However, they won't be able to eat it afterwards. And therefore, we tell them to bring another one, so that they'll be able to do the mitzvah of eating it afterwards. It's not a better hakrava if they bring a tahor one, just they also want them to do the mitzvah of eating it.
Isn't there an inyan of hidur mitzvah, even if it's hutra, and even if there's someone else standing there, shouldn't it be a hidur that you let the other guy
says, shouldn't it at least be a hidur to do it b'tara? So that is the difference between the two lashonos of Rav Nachman. Where in the second lashon of Rav Nachman, there's no hidur whatsoever to do it b'tara. If the Torah says it doesn't apply, it doesn't apply. Meaning, think about it, Morty. What's actually wrong with Tumah? You don't know what's wrong with Tumah, and I don't know what's wrong with Tumah. How do I know I don't know what's wrong with Tumah? Because I know. How do I know you don't know what's wrong with Tumah? Because it's a Mefurish Rambam at the end of Hilchot Mikvos that we don't know what's wrong with Tumah, and you wouldn't violate a Mefurish Rambam. We don't know what's wrong. What's wrong with Tumah is that Hashem said it's a problem. Okay, if Hashem said it's not a problem, then there's not even a hinder. That's the second lashon of Rav Nachman. So at the very least, the second lashon of Rav Nachman is a problem. Even though the first lashon of Rav Nachman, where there's an inyan of hinder, okay, the hinder is lechatchila, if he's standing there, he might as well pick. But to take a carbon and throw it in the garbage and bring another carbon, that's a bizoyan to the first carbon. We wouldn't want to be mavaz of the first carbon for no reason. Okay, so... but we're not going to answer because of the achila. Next, meisvei hayomakrav minchas par me'ilum kvasim. You're bringing a minchav either par me'ilum or kvasim. V'nit meis biyado, same exact thing as the omer. Omer v'inacher stachtav v'meinchem elahi omer lavim pkeach u'shtok. Same exact thing. If the mincha becomes tamei, he says it became tamei, and we substitute another one. And if there is no other one, meaning there's just no other grains available, right? We ran out of grains. Then we say be quiet, don't confuse people. Just bring it because it's docha tamei. But we see that it's only dechuya because they have to bring another one if possible. My lav par me'ilin kvasim dechag. What par me'ilin kvasim must mean the korban musaf of, it must mean the korban musaf of sukkahs, where you have par me'ilin and kvasim or other standard regular korbanos tzibur. Amar lach Rav Nachman lo parim par avodah zarah af agav tzibur kemenu kvil leizman madrinan. Parim means. Parim means the par of Avodah Zarah, meaning if the tzibur does Avodah Zarah b'shogeg, then they bring a par la'ola and a sar l'chatas, and that's what it means. And even though it's a korban tzibur, since it is not kavol zman, it doesn't have a fixed time, therefore we say that it's not hutra b'tzibur, because it doesn't have a fixed time. All of a sudden we bring an inyan of a fixed time.
In the second meisvei, isn't it different? Isn't it the kashan of Nachman harder because are these menachos eaten?
The second meisvei, the kasha is harder. He can't answer that they're eaten because these things are not eaten, which is why he has to find another answer. So his answer is it's not talking about a regular carbon tzibur. It's talking about the carbon par of a tzibur worship of Azar b'shogeg, which doesn't have a zman kavua, and therefore it's not hutra. Eilem, what's the case of the eilem? Be'elo shel aron, davgal b'kvile zman, kim b'diyachadu madrinan. It's the Isle of Aaron, right? Bezos Yavar on Lakodesh, back to Yom Kippur, but fire ben Bakar Lakhatas, the Ayla Ola, the Ayla Ola of Aaron on Yom Kippur, the Ayla Ola of Aaron on Yom Kippur, even though it has a fixed time. It's a carbon yachid, not a carbon sefer. It's only his personal carbon. And therefore, it's not Hutra. Kvasim, bekevis habayim ha'omer, dikishrayim lachila. And what's the case of Kvasim? Kvasim means the kevis habayim ha'omer is the kevis of. Is the keves of the ola that comes with the omer, and Rashi says, and it means, what do you mean by the mincha? By the mincha, we mean the mincha ha'omer. So the keves that comes with the omer, and the mincha is the mincha ha'omer, and then once we got it down to the mincha ha'omer, we know beforehand since it has to be eaten, therefore we switch it for another one so we can do the mitzvah of eating it. Mase. Dam shenitma v'zarku zrako b'shoge horta. B'mezid lo horta. If dam becomes tame and lichatchila, we're not allowed to throw it on the mizbeach. B'shoge horta, if we do it b'shoge, then we're horta, we get rotzon, we're yotzi the carbon b'di'eved. B'mezid lo horta, if we do b'mezid, you're not yotzi b'di'eved. The carbon is pasul and is not accepted. Okay, the Rishonim pretty much all assume that mezid is a kenas midrabanan. But what do we see from here? We see from here that if you b'mezid bring a karvan that was tame, then it's pasul. Doesn't that go against the idea that tama is hotra or dechuya bitzibur? So it certainly goes against the idea that it is hotra bitzibur, right? If it's a chuya bitzibur, you could say, well, it's the chuya bitzibur, but lechachil when you get knas, because lechachil you should have switched it for another one. But certainly, if it's hotra bitzibur, it's for sure a question. Okay, so the Gemara answers: that's only talking about a korban yachid. Only a korban yachid, you're not allowed to bring betoma, and it's called a mezid if you bring a betoma. A korban tzibur is fine to bring betoma. Toshma amatzitz maratze. So how about this, Brisa? What is the tzitz maratze? It says by the tzitz, v'nasa Aaron as avona kadoshim. He atones for the sin of the kadoshim, meaning he is maratze some pasul kadoshim. What is he maratze? What sin of soul of kadoshim does the tzitz make up for? Al adam v'ala basar v'ala chilev shenitma on dam basar or chilev became tamei. Bein b'shogu b'mezid, whether b'shogu or mezid, bein b'onus bein baratzon, whether b'onus or baratzon, bein b'yachad bein b'tzibur, whether b'yachad or b'tzibur. V'isakadayto tome heter hu b'tzibur lama lido tsuye. Hold on. It atones for the sin of tuma, bein b'yachad bein b'tzibur. Hold on a second. If tuma is hotra, then there's no sin to atone for. So why do we need the tzitz to be maratze? Amar lakram nachlan ki katani, hatzitz maratze ad yachid. So Rav Nachman, this is a problem for Rav Nachman. It's hutra, you don't need the ritzoy tzitz. So his first answer is that it's only on the yachid, meaning the Gemara never meant to say literally the tzitz is maratz on the carbon sieber. The carbon sieber doesn't need ritzoy tzitz. It's heter gomer. It's just not a psul in the first place. It just was throwing in tzibur agav orcha to say that it's mutter, but not really because of the tzitz, which is a little dachuk. Or even if you want to say the tzibur, it's talking about the carbon of tzibur that don't have a zman kavua. The carbon of tzibur that don't have a zman kavua, which are very few. What carbon of tzibur don't have a zman kavua? Only the chatas, what we call the parabol kol mitzvos, the par chatas if the tzibur does some chiyuv karis b'shogeg, or the paramu sirim sirah avodah zarah, the parallel on the Sar of the Chatas from Parsha Shlach, if the Tzibur doesn't vote a Zar of the Shogeg. So those things, since they don't have Kfigas Man, are not Hutra, and you need the Tzitz to be Maratza for them. Okay, Mesve, another Kashim. V'nasa Aaron Savona Kodshin, this is talking about the Tzitz. V'chi'ez Avonu Nosei, what sin does it atone for? Does it bear, literally? Im Avon Pigel, Akim Nim Lo Yeratza. You can't say it's Machshir Pigel, because it says Lo Yeratza. You can't get Ratzon. V'im Avon Nosar, Akim Nim Lo Yachashim. You can't say it's the sin of Notzar. This says lo yichashiv, it won't be considered kosher. You know, no zelavon toma, it must be the avon of toma. How do we know dafka toma? Shehutra miklala b'tzibur. We know it's more likely to atone for toma than anything else, because toma is mutter b'tzibur. So if it's mutter b'tzibur, the tzitz bears the sin, atones for it, b'yachid. But other things are not mutter b'tzibur, so the tzitz would not atone even b'dievid for yachid. V'kashya l'rav sheshes. Okay, it says Meforshes Hutra. That's from Nachman against Rav Sheshes. Tanoi, the answer is Rav Sheshes says you're right. That price is against me, like Rav Nachman's Machlokes Tanoi. I'm the Tanya Tzitz Ben Sheishin Ol Mitzchol Ben Sheinu Ol Mitzchol Meratze. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Yehuda Amar Odeil Mitzchol Meratze. Einu Odeil Mitzchol Einu Meratze. When this Tzitz is Meratze, let's review the rules of Tzitz, by the way. Again, for a carbon Tzibor, according to Rav Nachman, it's Hutra. You don't need any Ritzoy. So what's the Iker Ritzoy of Tzitz? The Iker Ritzoy of Tzitz is for dam, basar, and emurim, right? Meaning the cheft of the carbon. If the carbon itself became pasul, even a carbon yachid, bidi eved, the tzitz is meratze, right? And makes you still yotze, it's still a kosher carbon. So if a guy brings a carbon and then discovers it was accidentally tummy when he brought it, he's still yotze bidi eved because the tzitz is meratze. So when is this tzitz maratza? According to Rabbi Shimon, whether the Kohen Gadol is wearing it on his forehead or not. As long as the tzitz exists, it's meratzeh. According to Yehuda, no, only if the Kohen Gadol is wearing it, it's meratzeh. V'hayal meitzat sepshuta shel mikra, v'hayal meitzach aron, v'nasa aron es havon ha-kodshim ha-shiyukdishim bnei Yisrael, etc. When it's on his temple, then it atones for the tumah in the temple. But if it's sitting in a drawer, if the Kohen Gadol is in the bathroom, or the Kohen Gadol is sleeping, then it is not meratzeh, or he just went on a mission, it's not meratzeh. Amli Rav Shimon. Kohen Gadol yom kippur yochiach she'inu del mitzvah meratzeh. Rav Shimon says, I'll prove to you that it's meratzeh even if it's sitting in a drawer. The Kohen Gadol yom kippur doesn't wear tzitz because he wears big day lavan, only the four big day lavan. He doesn't wear the big day zahav when he does avodas yom kippur. So the Kohen Gadol is doing avodas yom kippurim. He doesn't wear the tzitz. And obviously, there's reitz, so if there's some tumah, it's still okay. He takes it as the reflection. The assumption is that if some accidental tumah happens during the Avodas Yom Kippurim, you're still yotzei. So, how do we have reitz on tumah and Avodas Yom Kippurim? It must be that even when it's sitting in a drawer, it's meratzeh. Yehuda says, no, don't count the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. That's different. That's a Korban Tzibur. Yom Kippur is a Korban Tzibur. And a Korban Tzibur, Tumas Hutran, doesn't need the tzitz meratzeh. Miklal, this implies, the Rav Shimon saw Tumas Dechuyah, but Tzibur, Rav Shimon thought Tumas Dechuyah needs the tzitz. So therefore, when the Kohen Gadol is wearing the big day love, and it's a proof that tzitz meratzeh, even when it's sitting in a drawer. And Rabbi Yehuda thinks Tumas Hutra, so it's Machlokes Tanaim. Rabbi Yehuda is like Rav Nachman, and Rav Shimon is like Rav Sheshes. Okay, skipping a little tangent of the tzitz, I want to just read a few lines on Daf Kesem and Aleph on the 5, 10, 13th line. Name Ahani Tanoi Kahani Tanoi. Let's say the Machlok Yehuda Rav Shimon is the same as the Machlok Yehuda Rav Shimon. The Tani, the Bryce says, Echad Deve Echad Zem Mazin Olav Kol Shiva Mikol Chato Shahay Sham Dere Meir. Both the Kohen who sequestered 7 days before Yom Kippur and the Kohen who sequestered 7 days before Paraduma, we sprinkle them for all 7 days with the Paraduma water from the with the Paraduma water from the previous Paraduma, just in case they have so much mace unrealized from all the previous Paradumas. According to Rav Meir, Rav Yossi Omer in Mazlom Shlishi Yushvi Bilvad. Rav Yossi says, no, you only sprinkle him on the third day and the seventh day, which is the halachic requirement, right? We remember from Parshas Parah, also known as Parshas Chukas, that you only have to sprinkle him on the third and seventh day. We don't have to be extra machmir. The Kohen is going to do the Paraduma, then we're extra mach, we sprinkle them all 7 days. The Kohen Gadol is getting ready for Yom Kippur only on the third and seventh day. My Lavaka Miflege, isn't this their machlokes? Rav Meir Savar Tumah Dechuyah Betzibur. Rav Yossi Savar Tumah Heter Betzibur. Isn't this machlokes? Really, Tumas Meis is Hutter Dechuyah. So what's the machlokes? Rav Meir, who says we have to be extra machmir and do extra hazos, is because only dechuya, so we're very machmir. But a Rav Yossi who says, nah, you don't have to do extra hazos, just the minimum requirements, because it's really mutter anyway, totally mutter anyway. There's no need to do anything. There's says, Allah, it is where he saw Rav Yossi, Hetri, Betzibra, Hazak, Halamali. Doesn't make sense. If Rav Yossi holds that it's hutra, you wouldn't need any hazos, not even the third and seventh day. You would say, I don't care at all, it's totally mutter. However, really must be all these Hanam holds only Dechuya. Why do you have to sprinkle with Paraduma water? Because it's only Dechuya. So you want to minimize the risk of Tumah. Because it's only Dechuya. If it was Hutra, you wouldn't sprinkle them at all. Therefore, they all hold Dechuya. What's the difference as to which days you sprinkle them? That depends if it's a mitzvah to do on the right day or not. So if it's a mitzvah to do on the right day, you do every day in case it's the right day. If it's only a mitzvah to do, but not necessarily on the right day, you do the third and seventh day. And that's good enough. In the interview with Tommy a few days earlier, you're still Yotze. Okay, let us now analyze what we saw. First of all, let's just review. What's the machlokas here? Tumas Meis, Betzibur, Hutra, or Dechuya. Hutra was Rav Nachman. Dechuya was Rav Sheshes. Hutra was Rabbi Yehuda. Dechuya, differentiate Amorim from Tanaim, was Rabbi Shimon, and in the end, Dechuya was also Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. By the way, because of this Gemara and the Chesem and Aleph, which makes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi also Dechuya, and by the way, Rabbi Chanina Tzkana Kohanim is also Dechuya, because he's just in between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, In the end, it turns out that the Rabbim of the Tanaim hold the Chuya like Rosh Hashesh. The Das Yochan of the Tanaim holds Chucha like Rav Nachman, which is why the Rambam and pretty much all the Rishonim paskin the Chuya because of this, you know, vote, as it were, of the Tanaim. What is the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is very clear. The explicit Nafkamina is Ein Tzorech Lechazer Achar Tahorim. You don't have to go looking for Tahorim, according to Rav Sheshes. You do have to go looking for Tahorim if you can find any. That's the explicit Nafkamina, they say. Also, what comes out of the Shakta Vataria, if it's Hutra, Ein Tzorech Lizehirus, you don't have to do extra Zehirus. Kagon Prisha Vehazah, right? If it's Hutra, then of course you don't do Prisha. Who cares anyway? It's Mutter anyway. Of course you don't do Hazah just in case. What was the Hazah, by the way? Keep in mind. I don't mean the Kohen was Tamei Mace. He wasn't Tamei Mace. Just in case he was Tamei Mace, you do Hazah. Not necessary. Well, if it's Dechuya, then you do need Zahirus. Like, for example, Prisha and Hazah. And the other, important, or let's just put it here. Ein Tzorech Lachzor Achar Tahorim. Oh, lehavi mincha acheres imnit meis, right? You don't have to go find the Torah Kohanim or bring another that was Ayinim and Aleph. Mincha of his tummy. Hitzor chazar achar tahorim oh, lehavi acheres, right? If you can find Torah Kohanim, according to Rosh Hashanah, you have to find a Torah Kohen. If you can switch this carbon and get a different one, if it would become tummy, you have to become tummy. And the third nafkamina is, of course, the most fascinating one, the ritzoy tzitz. If it's hutra, then you don't need the ritzoy that sits. That's what the Gemara says. That's what Yehuda says. It's hutra. You don't need ritzoy tzitz for a carbon sefer. And Rav Shimon held that no. Since it's only dechuya, it only works because the ritzoy of the tzitz. Okay, that's what it says in our Gemara. Now, I just want to ask a few questions. The first question I want to ask comes out of the Mishnah in Tmura. What does the Mishnah say? In Tmura, Daf Yud Dalid Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says in Tmura, that Yesh B'Karbanos Yachid She'en B'Karbanos Tzibar, Yesh B'Karbanos Tzibar She'en B'Karbanos Yachid. There are chumers and kulas of carbon sebar and carbon yachid. Okay, what's an example of this? One of the examples of this, yesh b'karbonos sebar ha'shem b'karbonos yachid, sh'karbonos sebar dochen es ha'shabbos es ha'tumah, karbonos yachid eino dochen es ha'shabbos es ha'tumah, carbon sebar is dochen shabbos and tumah, and carbon yachid is not dochen shabbos and tumah. Right? That's what it says in our Gemara. Tumas makes hutcher b'tzibar, dechuyah b'tzibar, but it's b'tzibar. That's a tanakam. What does your mayor say? Valo chavite kohen gadol or parshal yom kippur and korbanos ayachid hein bedochin es hashavis es atomeh elish zman kavua. Says your mayor, what are you talking about? The chavite kohen gadol. What is chavite kohen gadol? Right, every day the kohen gadol would have to bring a mincha. Right, zeh korban aron nevanav sheyakul Hashem biyom yoshachu. So asiris hayfas solus mincha tamid machtisa aboker machtisa ba'arev. That's talking about minchas chinuch when the first appointed a Kohen or Kohen Gadol, he has to bring a Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch was originally not a Sefer. It was an actual Karban, Chinuch, when he's Meschanech La'avoda. But it's also talking about Tamid, that the Kohen Gadol every day has to bring this, what we call Chavitim. Why is Chavitim? The next passage says, Al-Machavas, Vashemen, Teosem, Urbechas, Tiviena, Tufine, Minchas, Bitim, etc., right? So he has to bring this chavitin, because it's made in a machlas, every day. Okay, these chavitin are zmano kavua. He has to bring them every day. It's one of the few korbanos yachid that's zmano kavua, right? Whoever heard of a korban yachid that's zmano kavua? What korban does a yachid bring? A neder and a dove is not zmano kavua. Chatas or an usher or something is not zmano kavua. You know, if he's tame, he has to bring a korban, that's not zmano kavua. I mean, it says on the 8th they bring a korban. It could also be the 9th or 10th. Even yontif is not zmano kavua. He has to bring an olas for Iyah, et cetera, on Yontif. No, that's not shlum at all. 7 days or 8 days or however long, right? So carbon Pesach, we're calling a carbon Seber for our purposes, although you may recall that Tosos at the bottom of Daf Vavam Beis, the Maskal Umar of Tachlifa, questions that, but let's call it a carbon sefer for now because everyone brings it. But the Chavit HaKohen Gadol have a Zman Kavua. Okay, you want to have a nice Musar Shmuz? Why is the Minchas Chinuch the exact same thing as the Chavit HaKohen Gadol he has to bring every day? Because Kohen Gadol is on a real Madrega. Being a Madrega means that every day is new. Okay, but that's not our topic now. Then he says, and partially Yom Kippur, right? The Kohen Gadol's personal Korbanos Yom Kippur are Zman and Kavua. Korbanos Yachadim V'Dochas Shabbos is Atoma El Zman Kavua. Says Rameir, no, it's not a Chumr of Korban Sibur. It's not that Sibur Shabo that makes a Docha Shabbos and Toma. No, it's these Kviya Zman Shabo that makes a Docha Shabbos and Toma. And the proof is that the Chavite Kohen Gadol, the Chavite Kohen Gadol, the partial Yom Kippurim, are, meaning it's only the Kohen Gadol, he's the only person in the world who has a Korban Yachid that's Kavul Osman, it happens to work out, are Korbanos Yachid, and since they're Kavul Osman, they're still Docha, Shabbos, and Toma. So Tanakama seems to say it's the Tzibra that makes a Docha, Shabbos, and Toma, and Meir says you're dead wrong. It is the Zman that makes a Docha, Shabbos, and Toma. You know, theoretically, the Tanakama could defend himself and say, theoretically, Tanakam can defend himself and say, no, it's really the Korban Tzibur that's Docha Shabbos and Toma. The Kohen Gadol counts as a Tzibur because he represents the Tzibur. But that's not what the Rishonim assume. For example, the Ram Perish Mishnayos there says a very strong language. I put it on the sheet. Rameir is absolutely right and no one argues. Meaning, Rameir wins hands down. There's no room for debate. The Gemara, this is more famous as the Gemara in Yoma, Daf Nun Amud Aleph, has the exact same discussion, but here it just adds one more proof that Amalor Vyakar are parhelim darshal tzibur, sira vodus kochavim chagiga de korban tzibur, vein dochen los shabbos los atoma, etc. Dishami, the Tanakami, he heard the Tanakami tomorrow, it says korban tzibur doch shabbos atoma, korban yochid eno dochen los shabbos los atoma. Amalor of Meir, Rav Meir say, no, it doesn't depend on tzibur yachid. Korban yachid klalahu. You think korban yachid not docha toma? Not true. Alo par yom kippur mechavite kohen gadol u pesach to korban yachid. Okay, he'll pesach to korban yachid. V'dochen shabbos yisat toma because it's manu kavua. But amalor of Yaakov, Rav Yaakov says korban tzibur klalahu. You think every korban tzibur is docha toma? Alo par yom davar shel tzibur. Right, the chatas the tzibur does any fee of karis besides what is over shogeg. The ear of what is becham. They do have what is over shogeg. The chagiga and chagiga the korban tzibur who. We're not going to get into the real issue of Pesach and Chagiga now. That's too far afield. But this is the klal. Kol she zmanu kavua doch la Shabbos yis atoma. Afilu be yachid. Kol she ein zmanu kavua einu docha los Shabbos los atoma. Va'afilu be tzibur. Okay. So what do we see from here? We see from here that what's the principle? It doesn't depend on Tzibur versus Yachid. Korban Tzibur, if it doesn't, is Man Kavua, is not Docha. And the Korban Yachid, if it doesn't, is Man Kavua, is Docha. So Tzibur and Yachid don't make a difference. The only thing that makes a difference is Zmano Kavua. Zmano Kavua is really what makes something Docha, Shabbos, and Toma. That's what seems to come out of the Mishnah and Tmura, and especially the Gemara, which just is elucidating on this and like bringing the other side also, on Yom Daf Nun. And that seems to be the mainstream opinion in the Rishonim. I quoted here Tosfos in Sanhedrin. Toma Hutra Betzibur says Tosfos, and Toliador Betzibur. It actually doesn't depend on Tzibur. Tzibur is not really important. Tzibur is a red herring. It's not the real factor. Kidomina Perikot Tziolo, Shari Para is like he quotes more in Yom Daf Nun. That's it. Okay, and over Talibit Tzibur. It doesn't really depend on Tzibur. Tzibur is not really important, says Tosos. Okay, the obvious question, if Tzibur is not really important, why do they keep saying Korban Tzibur? If Tzibur is not really the factor, why do they keep mentioning Korban Tzibur? Why not just say Zmanu Kavua? The simple answer might be what the Rambam says. Look at the Rambam and Bias Mikdash. Hilchos Bias Mikdash Perek Tes is the Isser of Tumah. And within that, he has the various heterim and hechsherim of Tumah. So what is the Rambam saying? Bias Mikdash Perek Dalet Halacha Tes says the Rambam, give me a second, says the Rambam in Halacha Tes, Sorry, 1 second. Kol karban she'en kavur lo zman, einu docha lo shabbos lo satoma. But this is the beginning of this section. I mean, you'll take my word for it. You can look it up, right? Until now, he hasn't been talking about this at all. He's going about other things. Any karban that has no zman kavu is not docha shabbos and toma. Shem lo yakru yomak lemachar, because don't bring it today, bring it tomorrow. Ulamachras machar the next day, etc., etc. But kol karban she'en kavur lo zman, any karban has a fixed time, has to be brought today. Ben karban sibur and karban yachid, whether it's sibur or yachid makes no difference. Docha is a shabbos, docha is a toma. Okay, it's docha shabbos and toma v'lo kol tomas docha tomas meis levada. Okay, very clear. All the toma we're discussing here is tomas meis. Kav then yud, he says. Next, now that he's introduced that it doesn't matter if it's carbon or tzibur or yachid, it just matters kavias man. Kol carbon is at tzibur kavu asmanim. However, it happens to be all carbon tzibur are kavu asmanim. It happens to work out that all carbon tzibur have a zman kavua. Lefikach kulin docha shabbos is a tomas meis. Therefore, they're all docha shabbos and toma. Okay, all the achronim go to town on this Ram. What do you mean all carbon of tzibur have a kavu asman? Not true. I forget about the Pesach and the Chagig and these other things that are brought by all the individuals at the same time. Those are like in between tzibur and yachid. You go through all of Shas, half the time they're called this, half the time that. We're not going to get into it. But how about Parhel and Dovishel tzibur and tzibur of Lazar? How about the Chatas of the tzibur? So as I'm going to say, the Ram didn't mean literally all. He means all the ones that are common. Had the Chatas of tzibur is very uncommon. Who was here last summer for Horios? Right, what are the odds that we're really going to meet all the conditions listed in the Mishnayos and Horios and bring a Parhel and Dovishel tzibur? Okay, historically, the Gemara says it did happen in history at a certain time in history at least once. Right, I'm not saying Lohayiv Lo Nifra, but it's very uncommon. So somehow, the Rambam, he knows that there are things that are Korban tzibur that are not Kavu Azman, but in general, all Korban tzibur are Kavu Azman. And in general, or Korban as Yachid or not, he doesn't even go so far as to say that in general, Korban Tzibur Kavu Azman. So that's why we mention Tzibur all the time. We mention Tzibur all the time because that's like a good short way of reminding people. But Tzibur is a red herring. It really only depends on Kavu Azman. That is the Tosfos and the opinion of the Rambam. Yeah, who wants to ask a question?
Tzibur is involved really. Who's paying for the Korban? Because on a carbon that they bring for the chatoim, there's a machlokas who pays for it.
Okay, Morty this in the acronym on this Rambam, that it could be that what the Rambam meant is all real carbon of tzibur that come from the shkolim, as opposed to the parhel davishal tzibur and tzibur ebed zara, which it's a machlokas tanam of Shimon Rabbi Yehuda, if I recall correctly, we learned this last summer, which might come from a separate collection. And therefore, the Ram doesn't include the carbon of tzibur. Okay, correct.
If I remember correctly, the Rambam in his Akdama to Kutchin separates in his categorization of the type of carbonos, distinguishes between carbon tzibur and carbon tzibur she'en kein, carbon yochid, where par elim zover shel tzibur is categorized.
Okay, so Abe points out that in the Rambam, Abe is a Rambam expert, Abe points out that in the Rambam's Hakdama to Kutchim and the Pirush Mishnayos, right? In general, Rambam's Hakdamas and Pirush Mishnayos are very valuable, especially Kutchim and Taros, which people don't know so much about. He writes that they're Korban of Sibur, and then there's this parallel Dovr Shel Tzibur and Sibur Avodas Kavim, which are Korban of Sibur that are a little like Korban Yachid, etc. Okay, he doesn't mean them when he talks about Korban of Sibur. Seder. Okay, so let's see what is going on here. Sibur versus Kviyas Man, or let's say better, Zmano Kavua. What makes it Docha? Tzibur versus Zmano Kavua. Let me just point out, let me remind you that, again, only Tzibur / Kviyas Man is Docha Tomas Meis. All other terms are a problem. Fine, there's Ritzui Tzitz. What does Ritzui Tzitz mean? Ritzui Tzitz means that b'di'eved, if the carbon is tameh, it has a Ritzui even b'yachid, even without Kviyas Man. Okay, but that's only if the carbon is tameh, not if the person is tameh, and that's only b'di'eved, not l'chachila. So we're not going to discuss this now. So, says Tosfos and the Rambam that the only relevant factor is Zmano Kavua. Right, it really depends on Kavu, which makes a lot of sense. If it has to be brought today, then it's Docha, because otherwise, what are you supposed to do? You have no choice. If it can be brought tomorrow, it's not Dilka, because you have a choice to bring it tomorrow. The only relevant factor is Manu Kavua. Why does the Gemara always talk about Tzibur? Tzibur, Tzibur, Tzibur. The answer is the same reason that the Tanna Kamma and Gemara talked about Tzibur. He was just giving a rule of thumb. It wasn't really a halachically conceptually accurate statement. It was just a rule of thumb, and it's a pretty good rule of thumb, because 99.99% of the time, a carbon tzibur is manu kavua, and is going to be doche, Shabbos, and tuma. And at least if by yachid you mean a regular person, then 100% of the time a carbon yachid is not going to be manu kavua, and it's not going to be doche, Shabbos, and tuma. So it just practically... carbon tzibur is zmano kavua, you know, at least, you know, 99.99% of the time. You know, how often do you have a parhelm dovershel tzibur in Siri of Avodah Zarah? You know, give me your... break. Learn Horios and you'll see... Everyone hear me on Zoom?
We can.
Do not disturb. Is there a here we are. Do not disturb. That's the setting I need. Okay, back to Zoom. Sorry about that. Now,
the board became not sharp. The board is not clear anymore. You're not sharp. It's not sharp.
Give it a minute to focus, maybe. Yeah, it looks clear to me, so give it a minute to focus. Okay.
Okay.
So, that is Tosos and the Rambam. However, not so Pashit, because what did it say in our Gemara? Let's remember the Parim Elim Ukvasim, right? On Daf Zayinim and Aleph. Yes. How come Rav Nachman was Mode that Parim Elim Ukvasim is not so Hutra? So what was the answer? The Kvasim was something that you eat. So something you eat is totally hutra, but not for achila purposes, and you want to do the mitzvah of achila, so we can't take advantage of hutra. Right? It's hutra, but you're going to lose that on a different mitzvah. So lemaisa, you know, we don't want to use the hutra. The harim is talking about something that kviyas man is not doche at all. The elim is talking about the isle of, what do they name it here? Elo shel Aaron, right? The Elo shel Aaron. And since the carbon yachid shel kavul l'zman is clearly kavul l'zman, it's on Yom Kippur. B'zol shevar al kodesh parim mekar l'chatzos v'ayla olah on Yom Kippur. Since even though it's kavul l'zman, since it's carbon yachid, what's the rule? Since it's a carbon yachid, it's not hutra. So doesn't our Gemara say that? What's not hutra? Maybe it goes down to the chuya. What about the fact that our Gemara says, right? Gemara Yoma Das Zayinel says Karban Yachid Shekavua Lozman Lohutra Lefir of Nachman is only Raktachuya, right? Why then, if the only relevant factor is Kviyasman, so why is a Karban Yachid that has Kviyas Man go down from Hutra to Dechuya, right? And you can't bring it like, you know, with abandon if it's Tameh. You only bring it if it's Tameh if you have no choice, but you have to try to avoid it. So Tosos deals with this. The Rambam doesn't deal with this. Why does the Rambam not deal with this? Because this is something said by Rav Nachman holds Hutra. We possibly are Sheish hold Dechuya. In general, it's sad, but we don't know what the Rambam says about almost any sheet that we don't paskin like, because we don't have his Perish on Shas, we only have his Mishnah Torah, which is based on how we paskin. So we don't know, but Tosus deals with this in Ramasul Kavan and Zayin and Aleph says Tosus Kavan the Yachud Madrinan Hachavadai Choshev Korban Tzibur Lidchos Shabbos Lidchos Toma. No, for sure the Elo Shel Aaron, the Korban Yachid, is the same as the Korban Tzibur for its Shabbos and Toma. Afilo Toma Degavrei, even Toma of the person. Miu Lo Hutra Lo Toma Dechuya, it goes down from Hutra to Dechuya. Kaven the Yachid come Isile. Since the Karban Yachid is going down from Hutra to Dechuya, why doesn't Tosos say the only relevant factor is Kviyas Man, so why should Yochanan and Tzibur make a difference? I thought that was just a red herring and a practical rule of thumb that had no halachic valence. But Tamali, Tos asked that. But Kulami Kroy Nafki Perakit Solon, by Damrosh was Beashem, Akosav Moid Echel Kulan, Maishna the Yeshvim Shahutra, Behen Toma, Yeshvim Dehuya. Tos says it's all one din, Moed. If it has a Moed, it has a Moed. If not, not. There's nothing in the Torah says different than Yochanan and Tzibur. Whatever has a Moed overrides Tumah and Shabbos. So why should a Yachid go down from a Tzibur be Hutra? If you're Nachman, a Yachid go down from Hutra to the Chuya, the Yishlomar, Dilamanda Omer, Tumah Heter, who Bechulu Hutra to Midaraisa. Really, it's all Hutra. Elam Midraban and Gazra Hodavi Korban Yachid Lahadriata Horin. Manda Ratu de Chuya, Swirle de Chulu Chuya Midaraisa. Says Tosos, no. Midaraisa, Ein Nafgamina. Of course, midaraisa is no different than tzibur and yachid, because the only relevant halachic factor is kviyas man. And if it's man kavua, it's man kavua. Yachid and tzibur is just a misleading mnemonic device, as it were. But Tosa says, midrabanan gazru al karban yachid shekavua lozman. Not gozer that it doesn't override Toma, right? There were gozer. What's his lashon? Sheyachzeru achar tara. Okay, there were gozer midrabanan. There were gozer midrabanan. And that's only Xer Drabbanan. Tos doesn't add, but why would the Gozer Drabbanan or Karban Yachid more than Karban Tzibur if really it makes no difference? If really Midaraisa is no different than Yachid and Tzibur, why would they be Gozer more in a Karban Yachid than Karban Tzibur? Tos doesn't say. But nearly, I could take a guess. Maybe Xera Atu Rove Karbanos Yachid She'en Kavua Lahemzman. Again, brackets means I'm adding it. It's not in Tosos, right? That makes a lot of sense. If Yochid and Tzibur is a rule of thumb, generally Tzibur is Kavulozman and is Docha or Hutra, the Huy or Hutra. Generally, Yochid is not Kavulozman, is not the Huy or Hutra. So, therefore, even though really according to Rav Nachman, they're both Hutra, whether Yochid or Tzibur, but since Yochid is generally not doesn't override Tom at all, therefore, a Karban Yachid that's a Kavul Lozman can easily be confused with the Karban Yachid and Kavul Lozman, which is 99% to them. Therefore, they made a Gzeira to be a little more makar Karban Yachid and Kavul Lozman. The 0.01% of Karban Yachid and Kavul Lozman were a little more makar, so it won't be confused with the 99.99% of Karban Yachids that are not Kavul Lozman. Okay, that's Tosos. Tosos has a very, very clear Shita. However, Tosus here is a big chiddush, and is not pashup shot in the Gemara, as pointed out by the Griz. The Griz points out, he doesn't point out exactly the order I'm about to present it. The Griz points out that if you are medayik in the Gemara, at least in many places in the Gemara, you'll find something fascinating. Where will you find fascinating? The Gemara in Yoma decides in the end, the important part is not Tzibur. The important part is Kavulos Man, Yoma Daf Nun Amin Aleph. The mission Tamura decides in the end, Rav Meir says, the important part is not Tzibur, it's Kavul Lozman. Which is the Gemara that talks a lot about Tzibur? The Gemara that talks a lot about Tzibur is our Gemara, Hotra B'Tzibur or Dechuya B'Tzibur. As a matter of fact, I go a little further. The Mishnah in Tamura uses the word Hotra or Dechuya. Dochin es HaShabbos V'Yesatoma. Dechuya. The Gemara in Yom Daf Nun uses the word Hutra or Dechuya. Let's find out. Dochen, ain dochen lo Shabbos v'yasatoma. Doches haShabbos v'yasatoma. Ain dochen lo Shabbos v'yasatoma. Doches Shabbos v'yasatoma. Right? Ain dochen lo Shabbos v'yasatoma. All those Gemaras, which are the two main Gemaras that say the important part of the Yisman, use the word doche. What does our Gemara all of a sudden introduce? Which is one of the, our Gemara is basically the only sugya in Shas, except for Hutra. A brief mention elsewhere that discusses this. Our Gemara discusses Hutra versus Dechuya, has the fight Hutra or Dechuya. All the other Gemaras just talk about Dechuya. Only in our Gemara do we mention Hutra versus Dechuya. Okay, that in and of itself is not necessarily remarkable. You know, okay, especially if we paskin like Rav Sheshet D'Chuya, so all the other Gemara discuss how we paskin, and one Gemara discussing the Machlokas. But says the Griz, no. Says the Griz, and this is clearly, I think, Alpi Pshat of the Gemara. After all, why do they keep mentioning Karbonos Tzibur and Karbonos Yachid? This is clearly Pshat of the Gemara. I mean, once you see the Griz, you'll wonder why anyone disagreed, why Tosfos disagreed. I'm sure Tosfos had the reason. Griz wasn't smarter than Tosfos. But you'll wonder why Tosfos disagreed. Says the Brisker Rav. No, he says Pashit is a Brisker. Any good Brisker knows that there are Beis Dinim. What does he say? He says the Dechuya. Really, I should say the Dichoy, right? No, I don't want to say Dichoy. That sounds like a different principle in Kutchin. The Dechuya depends Ach V'rak B'Kavul Ozman. Dechuya is purely a function of Kviyas Man. If it's Kviyas Man, it's Dechuya. If not, it is not Dechuya. That is exactly what Rav Meir says in Tmura. That's exactly what Rav Meir and Rav Yaakov and the Gemara's Maskana is in Yom Daf Nun. However, the Hutra Lefi Rav Nachman Luya B'Korban Seber. He says, no, if you want to know if it's Hutra or not, if you're asking is it Hutra or Dechuya, that's Korban Seber is what makes it Hutra. If you're asking Dechuya versus just Tussle, that's because of Kviyas Man. The Kviyas Man is Docha. The Korban Seber, according to Rav Nachman, is what is Matir. Therefore, our sugya, which is discussing whether or not it's Hutra, our sugya isn't discussing is it Dechuya or is it Usser. No, it's possible that it's Mutter. It's just Dechuya or Hutra, meaning do you go up to Hutra or not? So we only care about Korban Seber. The Gemara's, other Gemara's, which are not discussing Hutra, they're just discussing Dechuya versus Usser, Dechuya versus Pussel. Those depend on, meaning what factor makes it Doche, makes it worthwhile, the Moi. It has to be brought today, it's worthwhile leaving Tumah. What factor makes it not just worthwhile, but exactly Gamre, makes Tumah not a problem in the first place? Not the Moe. It's common sense. The fact that it has to be, Hashem commanded you to do it today, and you must do it today. Therefore, that shows, even if there's some slight problem, like Shabbos or Tumah, we'll override it. The fact that it's a Tzibur, already when we're talking about Tzibur, that makes not just override it, that means that Tumah is not relevant in the first place. And what's the Grizz's proof? But the Grizz is a Tzibur to Tosos. Tosos says there's Hutra all the same by Tzibur and Yochid. Except for some Gzeirah D'Rabbanan. And Tosus in Sanhedrin with Dibur Maskel Hutra, also, Mark quoted Sanhedrin, quoted Arsoya, says no difference. He could fit in the Rambam, huh? And therefore he says, this is perfect. Right? That's exactly the point. The point is, according to Rav Nachman, that's exactly the point. According to Rav Nachman, Karban Seber, Karban Seber has both the dinim and is hutra, but karban yachid shekavu lozman yesh bo rak din harishon without the second din, and it's the chuya. Basically, why is the Griz pasha pshat? Not just because the Gemara that talks about Hutra mentions Korban Seber without backtracking, and the Gemara that talks about pure Dechuya mentioned Korban Seber and then backtrack in Subsu Kavul Ozman, because his whole basis is Daf Zayin of an Aleph. A Korban Yochid Shekavul Ozman goes down from Hutra to Dechuya. Why? Tosos says, that's Gzeirah D'Rabbanan to avoid confusion with the other Korban Yochids. But he says no, because there's Svei Dinim. Korban Seber Shekavul Ozman is both Dinim. Korban Yochid Shekavul Ozman has only one Din. And one thing I would add to the Brisker Rav is, Mehechit Tesa Tzvei Dinim, right? Meaning, we all know that Briskers love to say Tzvei Dinim about everything, right? But you need a mucker for Tzvei Dinim. You can't just say there's two Dinim in everything, right? Okay, there's two Dinim in this desk, and there's two Dinim in the window, and there's two Dinim in your grandmother. Like, You need a reason why there's two dinim in something. Mehechi taste this two dinim in something. So I think this works out perfectly because it answers the question of Tosa in a few places in Shas. There seems to be, there may or may not be, a stira in Shas about what's the makor for overriding Tumah. Not Shabbos, Tumah. What's the makor for overriding Tumah? So the Gemara in Psachim Daf Samach Vav says, what's the makor for overriding Tumah? Anyone? Psachim Daf Samach Vav. How do we know that a korban tzibur beats Tumah? Or a korban with kfiyas man beats Tumah?
Halavata tamid.
No, that is Shabbos, not Tumah. Says Yosef, ish. What is the Gemara saying? In Pesach Sheni, Parshat Valoscha.
Ish,
tiyye tamei la nefesh, dot. Doesn't bring a carbon Pesach, bring Pesach Sheni. What's the drasha? Ish nidche, the ain't sibur nidchen. An ish, an individual has to bring carbon Sheni if he's tamei, because he can't bring Pesach Sheni if he's tamei, because he can't bring Pesach Rishon. But the tzibur can bring Pesach Rishon if they're tamei. Okay. That's the makar. That the tzibur can bring Pesach Rishon if they are tummy. So that shows tzibur overrides tuma. However, their gemara in Psachim Daf Ayin Zayin. Let's make ourselves a little piece of the board for this. Makar. I don't want to say dechia or heter because those are already prejudicing us. What's a general word? The makor shemakriven. Carbon sieber, that's also prejudicing us. What's the makor shemakriven betoma? So says Psachim Daf Samach Vav, right? Says Psachim Daf Samach Vav, ish. Meaning an ish can't bring a Karban Pesach if he's tummy, but the tzibur can. We all know those rules of Karban Pesach, right? If individuals, if up to 49% of the tzibur if up to 49% of the tzibur is tummy, then they're pushed off to Pesach Sheni. If 51% of the tzibur is tummy, then they docha tuma, tzmatar tuma, whatever it is, and they can bring Pesach Rishon. Okay, what if it's exactly 50%? That's a Gemara, not our topic now. However, in Psachim, Dafayin Zayin Amad Aleph. In Psachim Dafayin Amad Aleph, it says, what does it say? All over Shas. All over Shas. What's the magic word that's matar bringing korban betuma?
Moado.
Bimoado. Moado afilu b'Shabbos. Moado afilu betuma. Right, you probably were all remembering Moado Afilu B'Shabbos. But almost every place in Shas says Moado Afilu B'Shabbos, Moado Afilu B'Toma. Okay. Moado. And some of the Karbanos don't say Moado, but at the end it says, like, Davar Moshe, Moade Hashem al B'nei Yisrael, so they're all Moado. Fine. So, it's a stira. How do you resolve this stira? So Tosos in two places works to resolve this stira. One place, Tosos says, is how do you resolve the stira? So one answer, which is Tosos and Daf Samach Vav. Tosos and Psachim, Daf Samach Vav on Dei, says, Samach Lokas Tanoim. Says Samach Lokas Tanoim, no problem. This is one Manda Omer. And this is the other Manda Omer.
The Gemara has names. It's not Dafa.
What?
The Gemara has names for the different Manda Omers.
Did the Gemara have names? So I didn't even look up the names. One second. I printed out more of these Makorils. Those would have the names. One of them is...
One is Hillel Zaken. Hillel Bavli.
Okay. One is Hillel Bavli, and one is Rebbe.
Not in Sechen, but in the other place it appeared, it's Rebbe, I think.
Yeah, in Menachos, it is Rebbe, and in Sechen, it's Hillel Bavli. Okay, great. The other answer is Tosos in Menachos, Daf Ayin Beis, I think. Tos says it's not a steer. It's really all ish-ish. There's only one day. It's all ish-ish. He says the makor is ish-ish. Oh, what's all the moad? Oh, moad is not an independent makor. Just, it only says ish-ish by Pesach. How do we know that ish-ish also applies to Tmidim and Musafim and Minchas HaOmer and Shtei Alechem and v'chuli, v'chuli, v'chuli? Moi is a gzera shava. Moi is not a mucker. It's a gzera shava to compare it to Pesach where it says ish-ish. This is just a way to connect other karbanos, gzera shava, I mean, to Pesach, which says ish-ish. Okay. That is also possible. Now, what maybe you could say, now I know this is not what the Gemara says on Daf Samach Vav and Beis. This is not what the Gemara says on Daf Samach Vav and Beis, what I'm about to suggest. Because maybe it depends if you're Manda Amar Hutra or Manda Amar De Chuya. And I understand why Tosfos didn't say what I'm about to say. It doesn't fit into the Pshat reading of the Gemara Psachim. But obviously, when you're tempted to say, when you see a stira in two places, Tashbashat is two different makoros for the din. Why can the tzibur bring korban batoma? Either because ish ish and they're not an ish, they're a tzibur, or because moa and the tzibur is moado, and moado means afilu be Shabbos afilu batoma. So Tov said it's a machlokas. Or no, it's all one limud. The real makor is ish ish, and moado is just exeris shav. It says moado by Pesach, which says it's ish. It says moado by everything else. So everything else compared to Pesach, and you like Xerox ish ish onto other carbonos using exeris shav and moado. But obviously, what are we tempted to say? Even if it's not in the stomach of the Gemara in one place, we're tempted to say there are two makoros because there are two dinim, right? We're tempted to say there are two makoros to the two dinim. So maybe you could say the Griz doesn't say this, but maybe you could say I'll pee the Griz. And when I say I'll pee the Griz, I mean the Griz is Pashu Shad in the Gemara. What could you say I'll pee the Griz? You could say Beis Dinim. There's one din of Moado, and there's one din of Ish Ish. But obviously, Yosef, if I were to ask you, what's the relevant factor? Kavua Zman or Tzibur? So if the Mukher is Moado, the relevant factor is Kavua Zman. If the Mukher is Ish Ish, the relevant factor is Tzibur, meaning the alumnus there, right? Moad is Kavua Zman. And ish is ish as opposed to a tzibur. So they're Beis Dinim. There's one din in Kavua Lozman, and there's a different din in tzibur. So if you want to know where the Griz gets the chutzpah to say against Tostos, that there are tzvei dinim, mehechi tesi tzvei dinim, the answer is easy, mehechi tesi tzvei dinim. There's a din of ish, and there's a din of moed. Moed teaches you that something that could be a Sman overrides Toma. Ish-ish teaches you that something that's a Tzibur overrides Toma. Now you want to know, why do you need Tzvei Dinim? One for Tzibur and one for Tzvei Sman. So the answer is obvious. Just go with the Griz. You need one Din for Tzvei Sman because that teaches you Dechuya, but it doesn't teach you Hutra. You need another Din for Ish-ish. That teaches you even Hutra, which also fits into the drushes. Mado means like it's pressure. There's pressure of the moed. Moed, I don't mean festival. Moed means the time, right? Carbon Talmud is also the mado. And there's pressure of the time. Pressure of the time is the chuya. The pressure forces you to violate something for, you know, or because you have too much pressure and you have to make time something more important. You should violate something less important to make time something more important. That's the chuya. Ish-ish. Says an ish ki yetameh, then he doesn't bring carbon Pesach, but a tzibur can. Doesn't say the pressure. Just says the tzibur is not an ish. Okay, the tzibur has different rules, so it really works well. The tzibur should be hutra. The kviyas man should be the chuya. Almost all kviyas mans are tzibers. They're all hutra according to Rav Nachman. But the one or two kviyas mans that happen to be carbon yafkas are all the chuya for Rav Nachman, which again, the mafurish more in Dav Zayinim and Aleph. The Griz is not such a big kiddush. All he does is ignore Tosfos and say what anyone would have said the first time they read the Gemara on Daf Zayin, Amud Aleph, and all I'm doing is adding to the Griz that he's a good mucker, the drush sapsuk him, because there are two drushos, and unlike Tosos, who doesn't hold like the Griz, who gives one or two other answers, the Griz might say it's a source of Tzvei Dinim. Okay, he'll have to say that at one point in the Shakla Targum Pesachim, it didn't sound like Tzvei Dinim. That was before they knew the Tzvei Dinim. Not the end of the world. Okay, that is what I want to say about Tzibra and Kavir Saman. You can ask a question. I just want to point out one other thing, and this is a bit of a stretch. There's a very big, the question is, according to this, give me half a second, then you can point something out. This is all according to Rav Nachman. Meaning, according to Rav Nachman, there's three dinim, right? There's Hutra Lefi Rav Nachman, is a din in Karban Tzibur, and Dechuya is a din in Kviyat Man. We pass like Rav Sheshes. According to Rav Sheshes, is there also three dinim? According to Rav Sheshes, is there also three dinim? Here, it's not so clear whether according to Rav Sheshes, there's also three dinim or not. Right? The fear of Nachman is easy three dinim. One din of Dechuya and one din of Hutra. According to Rav Nachman, is the one in Dechuya by Kviyat Man and another din of Dechuya by Karban Tzibur? Like, there's some way the Karban Tzibur is like more Dechuya than, you can't be more Dechuya. So that's a big question, right? Ha'im Nitan Lomar Beis Dinim Lefi Rav Sheshes. Can you say Beis Dinim according to Rav Sheshes, right? Not so clear, because what would the Beis Dinim be? It would be a din that Kavua Lozman is Dechuya, and a din that Karban Tzibur is also Dechuya. It's sort of funny, Beis Dinim. Doesn't really make sense to have Beis Dinim if they both end up telling you the exact same thing, and the second din is not Mechadish anything more than the first din. So here is a little unclear to me. I thought maybe, but this is a stretch, there's a really funny sheet of Chiddush of the Rambam. There's a funny sheet of the Rambam that I put in brackets here. The Rambam writes, he has a basis in something that makes more sense. But the Rambam writes that, not the Rambam doesn't make sense, just we don't understand him immediately. The Rambam writes that it's Dechuya, but if most of the people are Tamei, or most of the Kohanim are Tameim, then you bring a Batumah and you don't have to find the minority of the Kohanim who are Tahor. Right? That's at least what the Rambam seems to say. So very strange. Like the Meiri says, what does Dechuya mean? You have to look for Tahorim. If there's one Kohen in the world who is Tahor, not one Kohen in the world, there's one Kohen in the environs of Yerushalayim, right? He has to be able to come. If there's one Kohen in, if there's one Kohen in Neve Yaakov who is Tahor, and he has enough hours in the day, then you bring him and he does the avoda. That makes perfect sense. The Rambam is a big chiddush. He says, if most of the Kohanim are Tmeim, then you can let them do the avoda. And everyone asks, but the minority Kohanim are Tahorim, and it's only Dechuya. So it's very strange. The answer is somehow that, it goes by Rove. If Rove of the Kohanim are Tmeim, it's basically like all the Kohanim are Tmeim, because we look at it as like a general mitzvah. And we ask in general if the Kohanim are Tmeim or Tahorim. Very big fetish of the Rambam. The Rambam also seems to assume that if Rov of the people are Tmeim, then you could bring like a Korban Tumah or Korban Musaf, even bit Tumah. So I wonder if you could say that even though the Rambam passed like Rav Sheshes, there's still Tzvei Dinim. In a Korban Yochid Shekavua Lozman, then there's Dechuya. But the Dechuya is based on that one Yochid, and that one Yochid who's bringing it, the one Kohen who's going to be Makrivit, and the one knife he's going to shecht it with. In a Korban Tzibur, it's also Dechuya. But that's a Tzibur Dechuya, not a Yochid Dechuya. So in a Korban Tzibur, you look at whether the whole Tzibur is Tamei or Tahor. And if Rov Tzibur is Tamei, it's as if everyone's Tamei. In a Korban Yochid, you only look at whether this one person and one Kohen are Tamei. So they're both Dechuya, but in terms of whether we only look at one guy, or we look at everyone and say Rubo Kukulo, then that might be a difference in Korban Yochid and Korban Tzibur according to the Rambam. In which case, there might still be a Tzvei Dinim. They're both Dechuya, but one is the Dechuya for the individual, and the other is the Dechuya for the klal. And we look at all the klal as one picture. Okay, but that's a bit of a chiddush. That's not what it says in the stifler that was in brackets. That's not what it says anywhere. So I will leave that as just a speculation. Okay, anyone want to ask questions? Now's your chance before we move on. And Yoni, you're good at taking pictures, no? Yes, who wanted to ask a question?
If according to the Grizz, Rav Nachman says that anything that's a korban tzibur is hutra. And why does it need to be kavulah zman at all? The assumption is that kavulah zman is a din of dechuya, that if you could, you can't do it any other day, so it'll be docha Shabbos and Tumah. But if you could do it tomorrow, then why not?
That is a great question. Shmuel asked, I was waiting for someone to ask this. I don't know if I was hoping you would or hoping you wouldn't. My Yitzhar Har was hoping you wouldn't. My Yitzhar Tov was hoping you would. He asked, hold on a second. If there's Tvei Dinim, then if it's Kavua Lozman, it should be Hutra. Sorry, then a Korban Tzibur should be Hutra under the second din, even if it's Kavua Lozman. After all, the Korban Tzibur is Hutra. It should be even if it's Kavua Lozman, in which case the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur and the Sigrei Avodah Zarah should be Hutra. Sorry, even though it's not Kavua Lozman, I meant. Right? If it's Tvei Dinim, then there should be another Nafkamina. A Korban Tzibur, according to Rav Nachman, should be Hutra, even if it's not Kavua, even if it's not Kavua Lozman, which is against what Rav Yaakov says in Yom Adaf Nun, and what Argamar seems to assume on Dav Zayim and Aleph, although you remember Tosfos Maskil Purim, who points out that it's a little tricky. What do you do with, I have to say there's a Din of Korban Tzibur. Doesn't also need to be Kavua Lozman? After all, you can't bring a Par Helam Davar if it is Tame. Good point. So the answer is, and here I'm going to, I'm going to have to go out a little bit on a limb and say one of two things. Either, no, when he says the second din is Korban Tzibur, I'll say one thing. You have to say that Rav Nachman, when he says the second din of Hutra is Korban Tzibur, only means a real Korban Tzibur that comes from the Shkolim. And not, that doesn't match what he said in the Zayinim and Aleph. Give me a second. And what I'd like to say is that... The Grizz doesn't hint at an answer to your question, does he? He does not hint at a he just says what I put on the board. He does not hint at an answer to your question, but how are you going to answer your question based on what Rav Nachman says on the Zion? Amud Aleph. I'm going to say perhaps something radical, which is that, okay, either I'd like to say so, either you're going to have to say something a little boring, which is that, no, with this second of Korban Tzibur is only Korban Tzibur should Kavua Lozman. One din is Kavua Lozman, and the other din is a Korban Tzibur she Kavua Lozman. Or you're going to have to say, when he says Korban Tzibur, he only means a real Korban Tzibur that comes from the Shkolim, and not a Korban Tzibur that comes from the separate collection, which I know is a Machlokes Tanoim. Or what I really like to say is that Rav Nachman Eina Chanami holds that a Korban Tzibur, even if it's not Kavua Lozman, is Hutra. Against Rabbi Yaakov and Daf Nun, and that would work a little better in Daf Zayinim and Aleph, because he says a mode that you have to go looking for a kosher one, since there's no time pressure. But Tosfos asked, but why is it mutter at all? After all, it shouldn't even be dechuya, it shouldn't be anything. So maybe he is mode, and he disagrees with Rabbi Yaakov and Daf Nun. Okay, so but I must admit, I'm not sure how the Grizz would answer this question. You hear Shmuel's question. Shmuel's question is, if there's a second in the Korban Tzibur, then even a Par Helam Dover and Sirei Avodah Zarah should have Hutra, which is against what Rabbi Yaakov, the Tana Rabbi Yaakov, says in Daf Nun and Aleph. So either if he argues on the Tana Rabbi Yaakov, he says it is Hutra, just meet Rabbanan. Yeah, since there's no time pressure, you should look for another one. Or
it works a little better for the first Lashon of Rav Nachman at the end of Vavam Bet that says that even he has a bit of Dechuya, if it's the same bit of.
True.
So I don't know how that compares to Kavua Lozman.
Yes. Okay. So, yes, Yaakov. Correct. That is the simple reading of the Gemara in Daf Zayin and Aleph. If there's sort of tzvei dinim, if you have both dinim of chutzah, if you have one, it's the chuya. Not like what I was saying, there's one dinim of chutzah, one dinim of the chuya. There's tzvei dinim, and if you have two of them of chutzah, one of them is the chuya, which is still against Rabbi Yaakov and Daf Nun and Aleph, but that's okay. Maybe Rav Nachman, I mean, he's not allowed to argue on a Tana, but seeing as how the Mishnah Tzmura didn't mention Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Meir didn't mention Rabbi Yaakov, why didn't Rabbi Meir mention all the objections? Okay, maybe that was Yaakov objections and not Rabbi Meir objections. So correct. So I want to say maybe there's the Chuya versus Hutra. The simple reading of the Zayinim and Aleph is there's Sei Din. If you add both Dinim, it's a Hutra. If you have one Din, it is a Dechuya. Okay, what's the Amkus of that? Maybe we will get to a little later. But Yaakov is absolutely right. That's not what the Grizz says. But you could have said a different type of Seidinim is that when there's two factors, because basically to say this, what's the Amkus? You have to say, which Shmuel was hinting at, that a Hutra and Dechuya are not different universes. They're different universes. How can you add up two things to make, right? Something different universes. You can't say, well, you know, if you have one of the factors, then, you know, it sounds nice. If you have both factors, not only does it sound nice, but it also, you know, cooks spaghetti. You need to have two things that are sort of quantitatively different, not qualitatively different. So that gets into the question. Is Hutra qualitatively different than Dechuya, which is the standard, you know, more common assumption? Or is Hutra quantitatively different than Dechuya? If it is quantitatively different than Dechuya, now, and that might depend on Tulashonus or Rav Nachman. Right, Rav Nachman's second lashon is in Hutra, don't feel bad at all. Don't bother at all. Well, the first lashon says, even in Hutra, you should try a little to have Tara. So the Gemara says it's only midrabanan to avoid confusion. But the Chazon Ish sounds like it's Doraisa. So I think you're absolutely right. What you could say alternatively is, in which case it wouldn't, you know, it still work with most of these. Diyukim says Yaakov that if Hutra versus the Chuya is quantitative. What do you mean by quantitative? Not that the Hutra means it doesn't exist and the Chuya means it exists, but it's worthwhile. No. They both mean that Hutra and the Chuya, according to the first Lashon of Nachman, if it's Daraisa, which is against the Gvur Sari that was on the Makaros, that Hutra, they both mean that it is overridden. Just the chuya means you have to work hard to try and find a way out of the problem. And hutra means you don't have to work hard. You just have to, like, you know, a little see if you can. If you assume that way, then you could say that a different Beis Dinan than the Grivs. This is really shot of the Gemara on Daf Zayin. Beis Dinan. One din equals the chuya. Both dinim together equals Hutra. This is not what the Grizz is saying at all. But you're right, Yaakov. That is the Pashup shot in. That is the Pashup shot in Daf Zayin and Aleph. That if you have one din, that makes Dechuya. Either Kavul Osman or Tzibur makes it Dechuya. Pashup shot in the Gemara. And both dinim together make it Hutra. Again, against Tosa. The first Tosa, Zayin and Aleph, says just Kavul Osman is worthless. Second Tosa says, just Seber is everything. And then they made it Xera. But the Pashup shot is that it's Svei Dina, and you add them up quantitatively. That's assuming that the Hutra is just a quantitatively double Dechuya, and I mean literally double, and not a totally different way of looking at things. But you're right. So it could be there's only one Dinim's Manu Kavu, and Karbon Seber's a red herring. Could be the Pshat of the Gemara in Daf Zayin. There are two Dinim, but they add up quantitatively. Both are Dechuya, Hutra, according to Rav Nachman. Either one is only Dechuya. Or it could be like the Grizz, then you just have to finesse. What about the par? What about the Gemara and Daf Nun? What about the par Helm Dover and the Seir of Odezara? You could say maybe those are not real carbon seepers because they don't come from the Shkalim. What else did Rabbi Yaakov say? What about the Chagiga? Say also the Chagiga is not a real carbon seeper. Everyone brings their own Chagiga, they just all bring it on the same holiday. Okay. So that's the other way out of this. Very good. Yoni, I mean, I need you to take the board again. I'm sorry. Because we've enhanced it. We've enhanced it. Okay. Now I want to just ask, Good. We managed to stick in somewhere in the course. One other interesting question, which is the Ritzoy Tzitz. How does the Tzitz fit into our sugya? What do I mean? How does the Tzitz fit into our sugya? How does the Tzitz fit into our sugya? What's the sort of tricky point about how the Tzitz fits into our sugya, Rabosai? On the one hand, we say that the Tzitz is meratze bitzibur / kavua lozman, right? According to Rav Sheshes, which is how we paskin, keep in mind. On the other hand, we find that you don't really need the Tzitz to be meratz in a korban tzibur. Why? Well, let's put this on the board. There's two things that could be tummy. Okay, who knows a drasha? V'nasa aron es avon hakadshim. One drasha is in our Gemara. Which avon? If it's avon pegel, it says lo yiratze. If it's avon nosar, it says lo yichashe. It must be avon tuma. Okay, it must be avon tuma. Now, however, who knows another drasha of Chazal? V'nasa aron es avon hakadshim. What do the Chazal medayik from kadshim? The avon of the kadshim and not
the kohanim.
The avon of the makrivim of the kohanim. The avon of the kadshim. The avon of the chefta. I mean, the chefta does an avon. Something wrong with the chefta. And not the avon hamakrivim, meaning that tzitz is maratza, even in korban yachid, only on tumas dam basar v'imurim. What's the lashon of our gemara? Al ma tzitz maratza, al adam v'al basar v'al achilev shenitma. Not on the Kohen Shenitma, or the Bailam Shenitma, in cases where that would be a problem, which the Rambam thinks is many cases, and at the very least, the Bailam Nitma is a problem in Korban Pesach and in Nazir, right? The Bailam's tummy, it's certainly a problem in Korban Pesach, because a tummy can't eat the Korban Pesach, and if you can't eat it, you can't bring it, and in Nazir, because then he loses his Naziris. Okay, so what do we see by the Ritzoy Tzitz? By the Ritzoy Tzitz, here we have the Tumas HaKarban, and here we have the Tumas HaGavra. So by a Karban Yachid, what's the rule of a Karban Yachid? The Tzitz is Meratzeh on the Tum of the Karban, Al-Matzeh Meratzeh. Al Adam v'al Habasar v'al Achila Shenitma Bein B'mezid Bein B'shogeg. Right? But it's not Maratza if the Kohen's Tamei or if the Bailam's Tamei. Right? If the Kohen brought in the Kohen was Tamei, that sits is not Maratza. It's only Avon HaKadshim, not Avon HaMakrivim. If a Nazir brought his Karbonis the Zirat and the Nazir was Tamei, then it's not Maratza. If a guy brought Korban Pesach and he was Tamei, it's not Maratza. Okay. That's a Korban Yachid. What about a Karban Sibur / Kavua Lozman Lefi Rav Sheshes, who holds the Chuya. Not Lefi Rav Nachman. According to Rav Nachman, the Tzitz is not relevant to the Karban Sibur. That's what Yehuda says. Hanach le Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippur. Karban Sibur, you don't need Tzitz. Lefi Rav Sheshes. What does the Tzitz do? You need the Tzitz to be Maratza. Hold on. How is the Tzitz Maratza? The Tzitz is not Maratza. Karban Sibur, all Tuma is overridden by Karban Sibur, whether it's the Tuma of the Karban or the Tuma of the Gavra. How do we know the Tuma of the Gavra is overridden? It says in the beginning, right? That according to Rav Sheshes, you have to look for another Kohen whose Torah you can. If not, a Tomei Kohen brings it. So, how is the Tzitz Maratze on Tumas Gavra? The Tzitz has no power in Maratze on Tumas Gavra, because it's only Avon HaKadshim. So here we have three opinions. What does Rashi say? Look at Rashi on Daf Zayinim and Aleph. The last Rashi, last time we're asking the skinny lines, Bein Betzibur, and we debate Tzitz, the Ritzu Yishmai, we know of Heter, since we need the Tzitz Mirata, that proves not Hutra. It's the Chuya. It's an Avon, it's just the Chuya. Umabin Yachin and Tzibur. So what's the difference between Yachin and Tzibur? Say Yachin, Tomas Aguf Nidchetzlo. Tomas Aguf, right? Toma of the Guf, right? That's a good Lashon. Tomas Aguf. Right? Okay, it doesn't matter. You can call it Gavra Cheftz if you want. Tomas Aguf. She'enat Tzibur Atzal Tomas Aguf. Michel Tzibur Nidchet Tomas Aguf Etzlam. Velo Al Yedei Tzit. Okay, says Rashi. Says Rashi. The tzitz is maratzah. You need the tzitz maratzah, right? Or say better. Yeah, okay. Korban tzibur, since it's only dechuya, you need the tzitz to be maratza, bein biyachid, bein mitzibur. But over here, it's dechuya, even without ritzoy tzitz. Says Rashi, it's dechuya even without ritzoy tzitz. If the kohen is tamei b'tzibur, it's dechuya without ritzoy tzitz. But if the carbon is tamei, it's only dechuya because of ritzoy tzitz. That's Rashi. Says Tosfos on the bottom of Zayin Amud Beis. Tosfos says, does it make sense? After all, if carbon tzibur is doche, even without ritzoy tzitz, carbon tzibur is doche even without ritzoy tzitz. Sorry. If the Kohen's Tomei is totally dough without Ritzoy Tzitz, then if the carbon is Tomei, it should also be dough without Ritzoy Tzitz. Right? Oh, that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says it's only Dechuya because of Ritzoy Tzitz. How do I know the Gemara says that? Number one in Dazayin Amud Aleph. It says amatzit maratzah, dot dot dot, bein biyachid bein mitzibur. Rav Sheshet says it really means it. It means mitzibur. It says maratzah, and even more so in Zayin Amadeis. What does Rav Shimon say? He says, "I'll prove to you that tzitz is maratzah when it's in the closet, because it's maratzah on the tum." Okay, there it doesn't say what kind of tumah. Fine, we'll stick to daf Zayin Amad Aleph. So what does Tosfos say? So Tosfos says. On the bottom of Zayin Mebeis, the Eshlomar the Hachigamer Shimon Koin Gadolim Kavurim Yochiach, the Initma he adds something. The Initma Kavurim Biyado Afilim Yesh Acheres Tahora Ein Omer Lo Havei Acheres Tachteha. Ve'alkarcha Chayin Mishum Dafilu Eino Deyol Mitzchom Maratze. Kevin Dikatarte Ritzoy Tzitz VeKarbon Tzibur Lo Maisi Achrisi. Okay, reminiscent of what Jacob said a minute ago. Dochi Itechuyev without Ritzoy Tzitz, but with Ritzoy Tzitz. It becomes more than dechuya. It becomes, sounds a little like hutra. He doesn't say the word hutra, but with ritzoy tzitz, it is like hutra, right? According to what we said before, right? If hutra is just like a double dechuya, not a completely different universe, with ritzoy tzitz, it's like hutra. And nafkamina is, and no need. Two, just put in Tosfos Lashon. The Ein Omrin Lo Havei Acheres. If it becomes Tame, you don't have to bring a new one. Okay, so Tosfos says that Korban Tzibur is Docha Toma without Ritzoy Tzitz. You don't need Ritzoy Tzitz. Oh, the Gemara said you need a Ritzoy Tzitz. No, you need Ritzoy Tzitz to bump it up to Hutra. Rashi says, no, it depends what's Tomei. If the Kohen's Tomei, it's Docha without Ritzoy Tzitz. If the carbon is Tomei, it's Docha with Ritzoy Tzitz. There is a third opinion, which is the Meiri. Who wants to imagine what the third opinion could be? I mean, logically, I left you one option. Effie, logically, I left one option. Tos says, Docha without Ritzoy Tzitz, Docha without Ritzoy Tzitz. Rashi says, without Ritzoy Tzitz, only with the Tzitz. What's the option I've left? Exactly. That is the Meiri. I didn't leave enough room at the bottom. Says the Meiri.
No. Rav Sheshet is always being three tzitzit. The Chuya is only through Ritzoytzit. Oh, what the difference in Yochid and Sibur? The difference in Yochid and Sibur is that the tzitz in Yochid is only Maratzeh on the Basar, Chelev, and Dam. The tzitz in Sibur is Maratzeh even the Tumas HaGoth, even for the Kohen. Oh, Venos Aaron is Avonah Kodshim? No, Venos Aaron is Avonah Kodshim V'lo HaMakrivim is by Korban Yochid. The chiddush of carbon seabor, bemoado, or ish, or whatever the mucker is that the tzitz of maratze, even this is a chiddush. Chiddush. Tzitz can be maratze. Thomas Hagof. Okay. But it's not such a crazy chiddush. I mean, no one else wants to say this. It's not such a crazy chiddush. Okay, this. Is the definition of a tzitz that it's not Maratza Tumas HaGof? It's a drasha. Chazal make a drasha. V'nasa Aaron is Avonah Kodshim v'lo Avon HaMakrivim.
Does that mean that...
Not the oven of the Gavra. But in one case it is mostly the oven of the Gavra. Seder. Okay, these are the three opinions. Give me a second about Rav Sheshet says the Chuya. Rav Nachman has nothing to talk about. Tzitz is not relevant. Right, for Rav Nachman there's nothing to talk about. Right. Let's see Rav Nachman... No, nothing talked about. Hutra without Ritzoytzit. Of course, in Hutra, there's no Indian of Ritzoytzit. Hutra without Ritzoytzit. There's no Indian of Ritzoytzit for Hutra. Okay, for Rav Sheshet, the Meiri says to always Ritzoytzit. His Kiddush is that the Tzitz is Maratzeh for Thomas Agus, Bitzibor. For Rashi, no. You need the Tzitz for Kumas Karban. You don't need the Tzitz for Thomas Agus. For Tosos, you never need the tzitz. It's always docha without the tzitz. Oh, the Gemara says you need the tzitz. No, you need the tzitz for the additional level of beefing it up from Dechuya to Hutra and saying that you don't even have to go looking for a possible food. Okay, someone wants to ask me a question. Maybe it was Shalom.
According to the Meiri, does that mean that the korban can be eaten?
Oh, no. According to the Meiri, does that mean that that was Pesach, I think. Does that mean that the carbon can be eaten? No, it doesn't mean that the carbon can be eaten. The Ritzoytzit does not allow the carbon to be eaten. Sorry, nothing allows the carbon to be eaten. The Ritzoytzit only means you're yotze the carbon. You still can't eat it. What does it mean the Ritzoytzit on the basar? That if the basar is tame, it doesn't prevent you from being yotze the carbon. Even in cases where it might, which is machlok is for Yishur and Rilazar, but if all the basar is tame and all the chilev is tame, it's ma'akiv the korban. Okay, but the tzitz and maratza, it's not ma'akiv the korban. You still can't eat it. Okay, now let's go to the Tosos in Psachim. Tosos in Psachim, Dafayin Zayin asked the question. What question is Tosos in Psachim, Dafayin Zayin? Amid Aleph, Tosos asked the following question. Everyone follow the question because I'm going to quiz you. Says Tosos, the second half of Tosos, Tema Lari, the Bishmat and Mashmal Mandormer told me the Chuya and the Chuya the Ritzoytzit. Tema, it sounds like the Chuya is only works because of Ritzoytzit. But am I, how Toma the Gavra did the Chuya bit Seaver, Afli Shaina Tzitz Maratza al Tomas Agoth, Kid Tanan bit Pirkin. He says, but why? He says, after all, Tumas Gavra, right? The Tumas HaGoth, the Tuma the Gavra is the Chuyi B'tzibur. That's the Chuyi without the Tzitz, because Tzitz can't apply to Tumas Gavra. So if Tzibur is Doche Tumas Gavra without Ritzoy Tzitz, then why does it need Ritzoy Tzitz for Tumas HaChefza? If Tzibur has power without Ritzoy Tzitz, it has power without Ritzoy Tzitz. Why should it never need Ritzoy Tzitz? Is Tosfos in Psachim holding 1, 2, or 3? Let's review his question. His question is, if the tzibur is powerful enough to be docha without the tzitz for the gavra, why can't it be docha without the tzitz for the chefza? Which shita does he hold like? 1, 2, or 3? Exactly. This is the only question on one. Tosim Sachem holds like Rashi. That's fine. Tosim Sachem, Tosim Yoma don't have to agree. Tosim Sachem holds like Rashi, meaning what's the question? The question is, there's an inconsistency. Now we have a problem. What's the problem? if
Karban Sibur is powerful enough Lidchos Thomas Hagavra without the tzitz, then why can't it be Doche Thomas Hachefza without the tzitz?
If it's powerful enough to be Doche the Thomas Gavra without the tzitz, why can't it be powerful enough to be Doche Thomas Chefza without the tzitz? If it's Doche Toma, it's Doche Toma. For the Meiri, that's no question. It's never powerful enough. It's just, it's only Doche with the tzitz. The whole Chiddush of Tzibur is that the tzitz is a little more power, it does a little more for the Tzibur than it does for the Yachid. Tosin Yom is also no problem. In Hanami, of course it's powerful enough to be Doche without the tzitz, being Thomas Gavra, being Thomas Chefza. It's just, since Thomas Chefza has the Dechia plus the tzitz, it has a higher level of Heter. But for Rashi, it's taka a problem. For Rashi, it is taka. It is taka a problem. I realize we didn't say what the Rambam holds here. Which way did the Rambam hold? Says the Rambam, Perek Dalet al Chazayin. Listen hard. Bechina tzitz maratz al tumas bar makriv maratz al tumas hachefza, etc. Avol ein maratz al tumas nechalim, doesn't let you eat it. Lo al tumas adam. The Meiri got a shita from the Rambam. What does he say? The tzitz is only marata on Thomas Achefza. It's not marata on the Gavra, except by tzibur where it is. Okay, so the Meiri, we know where he got it from the Rambam. Often he gets things from the Rambam. Fine, so that's not a problem. The Tosa is a kasha on Rashi. The kasha on Rashi is, how come the tzibur, carbon tzibur slash kavul ozman is doche Thomas Haguf without the tzitz, but can't be Doche Thomas Hachefza without the tzitz. Either it works without the tzitz or it works with the tzitz. Meiri Rambam says it always works with the tzitz. Tos says it always works without the tzitz, but if you add the tzitz, it's even better. But Rashi says half the time it works without the tzitz, and half the time it only works with the tzitz. Either it's powerful enough or it's not powerful enough. What's pshat? And don't say, by the way, oh no, it's powerful enough, just when you have the tzitz, you have to use it, because No. The whole assumption of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda is that if it's the Chuya, even when the Kohen Gadol doesn't have a tzitz and he's wearing the big day lovin, it doesn't work, right? It's really ma'akev. You need the tzitz mirata. So this is the famous question. This is the famous question. And Rav Chanan has a gevaldik answer to this question. There's a great answer to this question. What's the great answer to this question? Rav Chanan answers this question with a lumdus saying, what is fundamentally the difference between Thomas HaChefza and Thomas HaGavra? Tumah of the Karban and Tumah of the Kohen. So, says Rav Chanan, it just happened to be that here the guy was Tumah and the Karban was Tahar. Here the Karban was Tumah and the guy was Tahar. Says the Rav Chanan, and I'm pretty sure that like all the Achronim are convinced by this answer. So they all follow him. Says Rav Chanan, a great answer to this question. It makes a fundamental difference between the tumah of the kohen and the tumah of the karban. And he says, hold on, there are two things going on by tumah. There's an isser of tumah, right? There's an isser of tumah, right? Anyone knows what happens to a kohen who does avoda b'tumah, who serves b'tumah?
Mezid loke.
What? Okay, suggested loke. You could do better than that. There's an ister of tumah. There's also a psul of tumah, right? A kohen who serves b'tumah is not only chayv misa b'dei shamayim. He is what the words in Maseches Zvachim that for the psul he is mechalal avoda, right? The carbon's puzzle, right? There's a psul. As a matter of fact, if you want to know a kohen tummy, how do you know he's chayv misa b'dei shemayim? Look it up. We saw this sugya recently, coincidentally, when we talk about begadim. I mean, not coincidentally, we're learning kachet in Sanhedrin, right? Sanhedrin of Pekem, where all the misa b'dei shemayim are. All the misa b'dei shemayim are Sanhedrin, because it's agav the misa b'dei adam. If you want to know how do we know there's a psal, of course you look at Masechta Zvachim. The second paragraph of Zvachim has kol hazvachim shekiblu damam onen etzvul yom v'lorach nevei chos v'gadim v'tamei v'chuli v'etzvul yom, etc., 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 are all possible.
Okay, there's a psul and there's an isser. Now, let me ask you the following question. Psul and isser. Does the, you don't have to admit to either of these possibilities. Is it usser because it's psul? Or is it psul because it's usser? Now, you'll say to me, how do you know it's not usser and psul unrelated to each other? Okay, fine, but let's, it could be, but we're not going to say that right now. Is it usser because it's psul, or is it psul because it's usser? Valid question. Says Rav Elchanan Azoy. That's the difference in Tumas Chefza and Tumas Gavra. That's the difference in Tumas Chefza and Tumas Gavra. So let's look at this for a moment. Tumas HaChefza and Tumas HaGavra. Gavra meaning the guf, Chefza meaning, what do we say, the dam, basar, and chilev. So he says, when it comes to the Tumah of the Gavra, what's the problem with Tumas Gavra? The problem with Tumas Gavra is Zar HaKarev Yumas. Right, that's the Makar of the Misa De Shemayim, right? Zar, no, sorry, that's a Zar. All right, you have to look at Sanhedrin. I forget how we know the Misa De Shemayim for the Tumah. But the main point is an Isser. He says, what's the Lundus? There's an Isser, and the Isser causes a Psul. The Isser causes a Psul. It's usher to serve in the Beis HaMikdash when you're tummy. Because of that, and you violate that Isser, it's Psul. That's called Mechalal Avoda. You do the Avoda wrong, you're Mechalal it. You defile it. You ruin the avodah by doing it by isser. That's what the Kohen is tummy. It's fundamentally an isser. Meaning the Tumas Gavra is fundamentally a problem of the Gavra. How does it ruin the Chefza? Okay, the isser of the Gavra ruins the Chefza. However, when it's not the Kohen that's, the Kohen's fine. It's the carbon that's tummy. It is fundamentally a psul. A tummy carbon is psul. It's a psul Chefza of the carbon. Is it also usser? Of course it's also usser. No one says you're allowed to put a tummy thing on the Mizbeach. It's chutzpah to put a tummy thing on the Mizbeach. Why? Because if it's puzzle, you're not allowed to bring a puzzle carbon. Okay? It never even says anywhere, like, thou shalt not mitzvah lo tasa, thou shalt not offer tummy carbonos. Okay, but it says you shouldn't offer puzzle carbonos. Later. So, that's the fundamental chiddush of Rav Elchanan. Once he has this chiddush, this is a chiddush. This is the Iker Chiddush. That there's a fundamental difference between the two kinds of Tumah. You don't have to admit to this. You could say, no, both of them cases, so there's a Psul that causes the Isser. Both of them cases, an Isser that causes the Psul. Both of the cases, the Isser and Psul are two independent things that have nothing to do with each other or a million different. But this is Rav Elchanan's basic Chiddush. Once he says it's basic Chiddush, now it becomes very Nicha. Now the question is, what solves the problem? What solves the problem? So what does he say? He says a psul cannot be nidcha. You can't be docha a psul. I say docha lo sase. I say is docha lo sase. You can be docha an avera. You can't be docha a psul. If it's psul, it's psul. Like, bring it even though it's psul because it's worth it for the mitzvah. If it's psul, you're not doing anything. No amount of dechia can take away a psul. Right? People would love a dechia to take away a psul. Right? What do we say to someone? Someone says, but no dechia can take away a psul. Right? If someone's pikuach nefesh, they can be mechal Shabbos. Right? If someone's pikuach nefesh, and, right, they only have matzah that wasn't baked l'shma, and it would be pikuach nefesh to go walk through a dangerous neighbor to get more matzah, then they don't take matzah. They get that, I'll eat the matzah I have because because nefesh, I'll take away the psul. No, a dechia is docha the isser. It can't change a chefza from a psul chefza to a kosher chefza. It can let you do it, but it can't change the chefza. So, what are we saying here? What solves the problem? So therefore, the dechia
the dechia
doesn't help because it can't change a chefza from pasul to kasher. What do you mean dechia? Ah, dechia, the Torah permits you to do it anyway. Dechia permits the gavra to do isurim. It doesn't change a chefza. Over here, dechia permits the iser, and then memela, there's no psal. Says Rav Elchanan, you know why Korban Sibur can push off Tumas HaGavr without the tzitz, but not Tumas HaChefza? Tumas HaGavr is about an iser. Dechia permits the iser. Once the iser permitted, there's no psal. You haven't done anything wrong. Psal only flows from the iser. If there's no iser, there's no psal. But the dechia cannot take away. The dechia cannot permit the or override the tuma of the basar, because that is a psal chefza. It can't change the chefza. Again, better for koch nefesh example. Right, like in all the old days, right? Remember, your great-grandmother thinks that chicken soup cures all diseases? Well, she has a mucker, because once upon a time they thought, like, I don't know, like eating chicken and meat would cure all your diseases. That's all the Gemara's Pekuach Nefesh are all about. The guy's dying and he needs a chicken. I never heard nowadays anyone dying and needed a chicken. Okay, but the very poshut. Let's say someone's dying and they need to eat or else they'll die. And the only chicken soup they have is nevela. It's from Trace Chicken. So, as far as the iser, for sure, pikuach nefesh is doka the iser, and they're allowed to eat the chicken soup. But the chicken soup's still trace. You can't call the chicken soup kosher, right? Pikuach nefesh doesn't mean the chicken's kosher. It just means you're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to eat it. It's still trace. The chia cannot change the chefza. It can only permit you to do an iser. So, but the problem is, so fine, you want to say the chia permits you to do whatever you want. Yeah, it permits you to do whatever I want, but there's still no point bringing a tame karban because the chefza's puzzle. So what's the point? Right? The whole point of the chia is to be yotze the karban. Here we'll say, being yotze the karban permits the kohen to be ovid if the kohen's tame. It permits that iser. And once he's doing it behetzer, there's no psol, because there's no iser, there's no psol. But you can't say the chia permits him to bring a karban that's tame. The karban itself is tame. Because even if you brought it, it possibly wouldn't be yotze. So if you're not going to be yotze anyway, where's the dechia? Rather, and here's the kicker, right? But the ritzoi tzitz, what's ritzoi? Ritzoi is, what does the word ritzoi mean? In all the Maseches Vachem, ritzoi means being yotze the carbon. Means the carbon means what? Ritzoi tzitz is machshir the chefza. How come Ritzoi Tzitz permits your brick? Ritzoi Tzitz is Machshir the Chefza. Ritzoi Tzitz is Machshir the Chefza. That's what Ritzoi Tzitz does. It's Machshir the Chefza. The Nasa Aaron is Avon HaKadshim. Avon HaKadshim meaning not the Isser of the Kadshim. Avon HaKadshim meaning the Psal of the Kadshim. The is Machshir the Chefza. So therefore, and I would add something here, Ritzoi Tzitz cannot be machshir because, well, I shouldn't say cannot, but I would say ritzoi tzitz is not machshir because it's not mater isurim. And therefore, Mela, once it's not matter the Isser, you're still doing the Isser. Once you do the Isser, you're Machal the Avoda. The problem is not fundamentally a psal that the tzitz is Maratza. The problem is fundamentally an Isser. And therefore, says Rav Elchanan, this explains the Rashi / Tosfos in this explains Rashi and Tosfos in Psachim by the Tumas HaGavra. The carbon sibor is doche toma without a tzitz. Why? Because it's docha the isser, and then who needs a tzitz? Once you docha the isser, there's no psal. But here, nope. Afilu. Carbon sieber. Even a carbon sieber is docha, or is kosher, rak al de ritzoy tzitz. It's only al de ritzoy tzitz. Docha only al de ritzoy tzitz. That's how he answers. How come the kasha of ritzoy tzitz is powerful enough to allow Thomas Agav? Sorry, if carbon sieber is powerful enough to allow Thomas Agav without the tzitz, why can't it be docha Thomas kasha without the tzitz? Now it makes perfect sense. It's powerful enough to be docha isurim. It's a powerful docha isurim. You're not powerful, less powerful. Right? What's more powerful? You know, an egged bus or a plane? No, it depends if you're trying to fly or you're trying to drive down a highway, right? Carbon sieber is a very powerful docha visurim, like all the chias. I say docha dosasa, and pikuach nefesh docha kolator kula, and yibam is docha, eshes ach, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's docha isurim. So, of course, it permits the kohen to be makar of his tummy without the tzitz. Because once there's no answer, there's no psal. But it can't be docha, the tum of the basar, without a tzitz, because the tum of the basar is not an iser, it's a psul. And you can't be docha psul, you can't make the chicken soup kosher, you can just allow someone to eat it. So over here, it can allow you to do whatever you want, but it only allows you to do whatever you want, so you can bring a carbon. And if the carbon is psul, and you can't make the carbon kosher, there's no point bringing the carbon. It also happens to work out nicely that in carbon yachid, the tzitz is maratza al tumas hakarbon. Why? That's fundamentally a psul. And what the tzitz does, the tzitz is better at being machshir psulim. Carbon sieber is better at being matar asurim, but it's eino maratza, ein hatzitz maratza al. Okay, Rechon doesn't say this explicitly, but this is obviously what he means, right? Al tumas hagof, the tzitz is maratza on, is machshir psulim. And if something's only a problem to this puzzle, then once it's machshir the psul, there's no isser. That is tumas hagof, tumas habasar, dam v'chelem, beim korban yachim, beim korban sieber. Korban sieber is docha isurim. That is tumas ha, that is tumas hagavra. So this explains A, why in a carbon yachid, why is the tzitz maratza on tumas carbon, not tumas agof? Because it's machshir the psul carbon. It's not matter people to do isurim that are chayv misim de shemayim. No, it's machshir the carbon, then you're not doing an isur, bring a stupid carbon, bring a fossil carbon. But it's not machshir something that's fundamentally an isur, it's machshir something that's fundamentally psul. But when it comes to carbon tzibur, the tzibur is lomal of lomor when it comes to tumas achefta. That's the job of the carbon tzibur is the dechia, is an asei docha lo sasa. Asei docha lo sasa, or I don't mean it's exactly the wrong rule, it's a type of asei docha lo sasa, doesn't machshir chefta, doesn't turn trace soup into kosher soup. Therefore, only the tzitz helps for that. What it does is matter isurim, or docha isurim, technically. So I think this is this is obviously what Rashi holds. Pashat answer to Tosfos and Sachem's question on Rashi. Again, the Rambam and Meiri took a different approach to not get into this question. Tosfos and Yoma took a different approach to not get into this question. But Rashi left himself open to the question. Tosfos answered it. And the answer is obviously, like Rav Chanan, I think it's Pashat. The answer is like. I think it's Pashat. The answer is like. Rav Chanan, that there's a difference between not just Tumas Chesed versus Tumas Agavra, what happens to be Tame, one is fundamentally an Isser, therefore the rules of Dechia are what apply to it, one is fundamentally a Psal, therefore the rules of Ritzer are what apply to it.
Could I ask something?
One second. Oh. Right. According to this, correct, there's a huge difference between Hutra and Dechuya. Hutra and Dechuya are not just how much of the Isser permitted, but Hutra means the whole halakha category doesn't apply, bain, psol, bain. There is no such thing as tummy. And it's matur psol also. Hutra is matur psol also, correct. Because Hutra is saying the whole category doesn't apply. Exactly, very good. Okay, Morty, you wanted to say something?
Yes, I have a problem with the question, with the whole problem. Philosophically, I don't understand. I understand what he's saying, but philosophically, I don't understand it. That thing is like claiming that Tumas HaGuf is worse than Tumas the Chefza of the carbon. But I don't see it. I think the carbon is the ikar of everything. The carbon needs shechita. The carbon needs zerika. The everything, okay. And it needs someone to do it. But the person who's doing it is sort of a makshir to the whole thing. So okay. Clearly, the carbon is more important.
Okay, Morty says he doesn't answer this question in the first place. How are you saying that Tumas HaGuf is worse than Tumas HaKarban? Obviously, the carbon is what's important more so than the kohen who brings it. The carbon is the ikar. The kohen who brings it is the tafel. So I think you're absolutely right. But that's not an answer to Tosa's question. Meaning, Tosa has a valid question. How can you say Tumas HaGuf is worse than Tumas HaKarban? After all, you know, we all know Tumas HaKarban is worse. But Tosa has a point. So why is the tzitz not help for Tumas HaGuf? So basically, you're just pointing out that the answer to Tosa's question has to be that the reason why the tzitz is not meratza for a yachid on Tumas HaGuf is not because Tumas HaGuf is worse. It's because Tumas HaGuf is not as bad, but worse in a different way, which is exactly what Chanan says. Of course, it's not as bad as far as the carbon itself. It's worse in a different way as far as the isser. Not just that it's a worse isser, that if you bring a tamei carbon, you're not chayv misa b'dei shamayim, but if the kohen's tamei is chayv misa b'dei shamayim. It's a conceptually different, because it's all, I mean, not coincidence. It all flows from the isser, as opposed to flowing from the soul. Meaning, Tumas HaGavra is a problem of the gavra, Tumas HaChefta is a problem of the chefta. Which, if you say it that way, it's not such a big chiddush. Tumas HaChefta is a problem of the chefta. Of course, the gavra also has an isser to bring a bad chefta. Tumas HaGavra, the problem is the gavra. Of course, if the gavra does something terrible, it also ruins the chefta. Okay, I think we basically have to end now. A few things we didn't get to, but it's always good to have challenges left in life. It's always good to leave things unfinished. At least if the things you're leaving unfinished are sour grapes. I just want to point out super duper briefly that when we kept discussing whether Hutra is sort of quantitatively different than Dechuya or qualitatively different than Dechuya, etc., that could depend very much on a fascinating Machluk Zachronim, which you haven't, of course, ever looked into about Dechuya, which is, okay, it's very philosophical, needs a lot of analysis. We're not really going to have time to deal with it. So I will just not get into it. Just point out that there's a fascinating Machluk Zachronim in Dechuya, are you doing an Aveira or not? In Hutra, you're definitely not doing an Aveira. The word Mutra is the opposite of the word Aveira. In Hutra, are you doing an Aveira or are you not doing an Aveira? Are you doing an Aveira, but it's worth it? Or are you not doing an Aveira? You're doing something which would have been an Aveira, but it's worth it. Right? So that is many, many nafkaminas here. Like, for example, if a woman commits adultery in a way that's dechuya, does she become forbidden to her husband or not? Did she do an Aveira? Or did she not do an Aveira? Or might she become forbidden to her husband for another reason, which is the topic of this Maaseh Rokeach. Another classic example is, do you need Kapara? If you have a Dechuya and you do an Aveira, do you need then to daven for Kapara, right? And the Or Zerua discusses if there's a fire and you put out the fire on Shabbos to save lives, do you need to fast afterwards for Kapara? The whole question is, should you, if your wife's pregnant, should you daven that you don't have to go to the hospital on Shabbos to avoid a Dechuya? Or should you say, no, I'll do whatever the Torah says I should do. The Torah tells me to go to the hospital, I'll go, if not, not. That is a fascinating question. It's very philosophical. We can't get into it. Obviously, if you see Dechuya as, it is an Aveira, but it's worth it. Well, Hutra is not an Aveira, then that's a tremendous qualitative gap, an unbridgeable chasm. If you see, no, of course Dechuya is not an Aveira and Hutra is not an Aveira. Just Dechuya means it's not an Aveira, if it was unavoidable. And Hutra means it's not an Aveira even if it was avoidable. Then already they're more serious, similar to each other. And especially if then you say, well, even Hutra, according to the first Lashon of Nachman, according to the Chazon Ish, that's the Raisa, means you have to try to avoid it a little. Then if Hutra only means you have to try to avoid it a little, and Dechuya means you have to try to avoid it a lot, then they're very similar. It's just quantitatively how hard you have to work to avoid it. But we'll all leave that, and there's some other issues here. For Ida Firushes El Gmor, and I will give a big shkoyach to everyone for learning Seches Yoma together this summer. A very, very special shkoyach to those guys who roughed it out in Gruss for the Summersman, a very special shkoyach to those people who roughed it out for many, many months on Zoom, even though they weren't able to be here in person. And Amir Tashem, I will see everyone, whether by Zoom or optimistically in person, the beginning of Elul, and we should all hear Besoros Tovos, Yeshuos, V'nechamos, both in terms of the short-term period we find ourselves in right now, and in the long-term week in which we find ourselves right now. We should all hear Besoros Tovos, and good health, and Yeshuos for us and Klal Yisrael, and a big Yashar Koyach, Hadron Alan, as much as we got through of Maseches Yoma, and Bezrat Hashem, we should be zocha to learn many dafim achirim, and thereby l'sayim Maseches Zu, u'masechtos u'sfarim achirim. Anyone has questions, now's of course the time you can ask.
Everybody. Does Zaman start, Rosh Chodesh Elul is Thursday and Friday. I suppose
right,
Zaman
so Rosh Chodesh Elul is Thursday, Friday. The Zaman is going, anyone remember what day the Zaman starts? What? The Zaman starts the middle of the following week. The Zaman starts on Tuesday, I believe. Uh-huh. The Zaman starts on Tuesday, so it's going to be delayed a little. The truth is between you and me and the other 20 people on Zoom. We're not sure exactly what the schedule will be for the beginning of the year, just because of the whole Corona thing and all the different bureaucracy about opening the year. You know, basically we're starting the first week of Elul. Exactly what day we will be up to what, I can't promise you, but I will, you know, keep you updated. As of now, we're scheduled to have the first day of Zman be Tuesday Hey Elul, which would make the first Shiur Thursday Zion Elul. If that changes, I will update you. If it doesn't change, I will remind you closer to the time.
The Mari Kurkus,
thank you.
The Mari Kurkus listed on the last page of the Mamre Kumas is not connected to the last Chakira that you asked, right?
The Mari Kurkus.
He's not connected to the last question that you raised now about
the Mari Kurkus is not connected to the last question about Hutra, how Hutra is Hutra, and how much of a krecht you give when you do Dechuya. The Mari Kurkus is more connected to the question of the tzitz. He was really about the tzitz. Do you really need the tzitz lahakshar or not? And he gave a different approach. Than the ones we saw on the board. He said something a little more similar to Tosos. What the Mari Kurkus said is, without getting into all the details, is that really irdocha even without the tzitz. In that way, parallel to Tosos, being Thomas Bagavra, being Thomas Achechza. However, dechia means kapara. That's a chiddush, right? That's more of a chiddush side of the chakira. That's not what we normally assume. When the doctors of Chal Shabbos, we never say he needs kapara. But the chia needs kapara, and says the Mari Kurkus, however, what the tzitz does is it makes you not need kapara. That's the chap of the of the tzitz. The tzitz is it makes it it's the chia with or without the tzitz makes you not need kapara for the chia. That's the big, big chiddush. It really is a big chiddush. That is the big chiddush of the Mari Kurkus.
And that how does that function?
There's a question on brackets in the Rambam. The Rambam paskins, like Rabbi Shimon, that it's dechuya, not hutra, but tzibur. Yet the Rambam paskins, like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's only ba'odol mitzvah maratzeh, ba'inol mitzvah lo maratzeh. So if the Rambam paskins that the tzitz is only maratzeh when the Kohen Gadol is wearing it. So it's not Maratza Yom Kippur. And the Rambam passed like Rav Sheshes, that the Chuya, so there's no Hechsher B'tzibur without the Tzitz. So how is there Hechsher B'tzibur in Yom Kippur? So the answer is, of course, the Tosfos, it works well, and the Hechsher B'tzibur only even out with Tzitz. The Tzitz was just necessary for a higher level. And the Mari Kurkus doesn't want to say Tosfos for various reasons, so he says there's a Hechsher even without the Tzitz. The Tzitz is only necessary to make you not need Kapara. Okay, that's a little bit big Ketzer. The Mari Kurkus. Yeah, I wish I could get like an electronic copy of a text file of Mari Korkus, but I have not succeeded in that. So that's why I can only copy from someplace like the actual graphic. Hold on, Akiva, can you hold on a minute? Okay.
Asaf.
Yes.
The last topic, the last 2 minutes of the shiur, is there a clean move over from Hutra Dechuya from Korbanot to other mitzvot, or is it obvious?
It's a good question. The Gemara never discussed, like I said, Hutra Dechuya by anything else, only the Rishonim.
That's why I asked. Exactly.
Correct. The Rishonim and Achronim assume that it's a valid question and it's parallel, just like here, the same question applies there. And logically, that seems to make sense. Like, if the Gemara asked it here, then why shouldn't we ask that other places as well? Oh. Why the Gemara never discussed it other places just becomes tricky. Why does the Gemara never discuss whether Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra or Dechuya? The answer is, because that was obvious. Just, it's a Machlokes Rishonim and Achronim, it's obvious one way or the other way. So it becomes suspicious why the Gemara never asked it about anything but here, but I don't have a good answer why.
So thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Have a good day, everyone.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.